It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Bunch of gay men in Queenie outfits telling me how to live my life, I'll go back to Mass.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. To AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. After 17 consecutive interest rate increases, the Federal Reserve today decided to pause. No change in interest rates.
The Fed's decision gives businesses and consumers a breather. For once, they can borrow without worrying that the costs of that credit are going up. Bill Emerson thinks this would be a good time to lock into a long-term mortgage deal.
People that are in adjustable-rate mortgages should be looking at getting out of those and getting into a fixed rate.
He's not alone in recommending that, but he would benefit more than others being CEO of Quicken Loans. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost nearly 46 points to close at 11,173. The Nasdaq was off nearly 12 points. The hole left by BP's Alaskan oil pipeline repair project is going to be filled by additional oil from Mexico and Saudi Arabia. Until then, Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman says the U.S. has plenty in reserve.
There is enough supply of crude oil to last at least for a couple of weeks during this interim period.
Oil prices today fell 67 cents to close at $76.31 a barrel. Sign of the times, the Hit Factory Studio in New York, home to the legendary recording sessions by John Lennon, U2, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, and others, is being cut up and turned into condos. For the first time in their 4 years of life, two little girls are in separate beds. Conjoined twins, Kendra and Malia Heron, are no longer joined. Their surgeon, Dr. Rebecca Myers.
They are heavily sedated with pain medication. They're in a lot of pain because it's a big operation. And when you get enough pain medicine that you don't hurt, you fall asleep. And so they're sleeping and they're comfortable.
A lot of surgeons involved in this operation, of course. Recovery will take months. In Lebanon, the frantic aftermath of war-making continues. 14 Lebanese died today. 3 Israeli soldiers were killed and 14 civilians were hurt. Israeli troops moved deeper into Lebanon, and Hezbollah launched 145 rockets into Israel. Primary day in Connecticut. A closely watched race could have Democrats trading in a veteran senator for a rookie. Senator Joe Lieberman rallies his get-out-the-vote troops this morning when he cast his ballot. Challenger Ned Lamont has run on the anti-war issue.
Vote for Ned Lamont. We're going to start bringing our troops home from Iraq, and we're going to start investing in the United States of America again. I think that's what the people of Connecticut want.
It was a Tennessee couple whose motorcycle broke down on their way to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. They made it as far as a bar called Bob's Lounge and Pier. It was okay. They're in love, and it looked like the wedding plans might have to go on hold. But Dave Kelly, the bar owner, found a preacher, helped get the marriage license and the rings. They painted a shamrock on the front sidewalk, and they got married with music and dancing in front of the jukebox. Then they got the bike running. Honeymoon in Sturgis. Perfect. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-33- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
The hurricane season expectation is being rolled back by 2.
12 to 15 named storms, 7 to 9 hurricanes, 3 to 4 majors, all down a notch from preseason predictions. And NOAA's lead hurricane forecaster Jerry Bell says, while it's still going to be an above average season,
the possibility of an extremely active season such as we saw the last year is greatly reduced.
Only 3 named storms so far this season after 9 at this stage last year, but people are being told not to get a false sense of security.
It's not a time for complacency.
FEMA Director David Paulison.
It only takes one hurricane to give you a very bad day, like we learned in 1992 and Hurricane Andrew came through. That was the only hurricane we had that year.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A study on skating injuries shows there's a big difference between ice and rollers. Everyone falls, but more kids hurt their heads and wind up concussed on ice than pavement. You reach out to break your fall, and on ice, your hands fly out and you whack your head on the ice. Bottom line, says the Center for Injury Research, wear protective headgear, preferably with a chin guard. Harley Carnes, CBS.
When you
Good evening, I on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There's a lot of ways that you can stay in touch with me. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live. 1320leftchannel.com. And you can always call. It's toll free. If you are in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, it is 866-626-1320. Some housekeeping details. We're going to have a guest tomorrow. Oh, can you believe that? He has written a book. His name is Bill Buford, and he writes for The New Yorker, among other publications. And he has written a number of books. And what he decided to do was to apprentice himself to Mario Batali. You guys watch the Food Network and you watch Molto Mario. I have interviewed Mario Batali, and Bill Buford has apprenticed himself to Mario Batali and as a cook, and he was sort of a slave to him for a while. He was an amateur's adventures as kitchen slave, line cook, pasta maker, an apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany. So that's tomorrow. Bill Buford is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. And before we leave, oh, we have people coming. Come back into the studio. Come on back in. Do you want to do that? We have All Girl Radio. Lauren, we have some people here today. And let me just tell you what's going on. We have an intern. We have two interns. Rachel Douglas is one of our interns, and Lauren Haley is another of our interns. And Lauren, Rachel is a student at UC Davis, and she's, yay, UC Davis. And Lauren is a high school student who is going to be a senior in high school. And I think if you go over to that microphone. Well, you can use my microphone. Well, here's what Lauren did. Lauren had a very enterprising idea, and I think it's a Devil Wears Prada kind of a moment. So, Lauren, I'm introducing you to the audience. Lauren Haley, come talk. What happened? How is it that we have Florence Lowe in here, who is a photojournalist from the Sacramento Bee, taking our pictures? What did you do to make this happen?
Well, I just wrote because I saw the Intern Chronicles in the Sacramento Bee, and I just thought it would be a good idea to show what a great job that AM 1320 is doing today.
So what do they have? Is this like a Devil Wears Prada moment, and you're going to reveal what really goes on here and how horrible things are?
No? No, it's
just kidding. It is great here, isn't it? Yeah. Is this from a Devil Wears Prada? Is this what this was?
Not at all.
No? So, what did they ask you? Come talk into the microphone.
They just asked if why I'm here, what AM 1320 is all about, and just everything there is to know about it, and it was fantastic, and what I want to do after high school, I mean.
If you survive AM 1320, I mean.
I will survive.
You are going to survive. You're doing a beautiful job, as a matter of fact. Okay. So, anyway, I guess the Sacramento Bee liked what you wrote, yes. And then what happened? Tell us what the next part of the story was.
They interviewed me this morning, and the photographer's here right now, so.
You hear a clicking away? Yeah, Florence Lowe. Do you want to say something? When is this? Come say something to us here. This is Florence Lowe, who is a photojournalist for the Sacramento Bee. Florence, welcome aboard. And when is this piece going to run?
It's going to run on August 11th, Friday, in the scene section of the Sacramento Bee.
So this coming Friday in the scene section of the Sacramento Bee.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll buy the newspaper. Well, we always buy the newspaper. We get a lot of copies of the newspaper here. Well, thank you so much for doing this. So thank you, Lauren. So look at how enterprising that was. How many people who write in on the internship, what it's like to be an intern, how many people really got chosen? Do you have any idea, Florence?
I don't know. That's something an editor would...
An editor looks at it. What do they judge it on, the quality of the writing or the story? What?
How interesting
everything is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you must have done a pretty good job. You're going to have to show us what you wrote. Oh, we're going to find out. Okay, you better read the Bee on Friday, August the 11th, in the scene section to find out what really goes on here at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Thank you very much. You could stay in. If you need more of anything, you're free to stay in, and otherwise, whatever. Well, we're having a lot of fun today. Woo! And this is a chocolate day. We run a lot of chocolate. All right, as I was saying, Bill Buford is going to be our guest tomorrow on the 4 o'clock hour, if all goes well. He apprenticed himself. He's a wonderful writer. And he apprenticed himself to Mario Batali, who is pretty exacting when it comes to kitchen stuff and restaurant stuff. And if you've seen his show, Molto Mario, he looks really kicked back. But I have interviewed Mario Batali, and I have interviewed him in Aspen at Food & Wine Magazine, the annual classic that they have up there, with all the foodie stars are there, and Mario is kind of a big guy with a big gut and always wears orange shoes, and he's like a rock star in the food world. And looking through this book, you can really learn a lot about cooking, and I'm dying to talk to Bill Buford about this and what it was like to work in a fancy kitchen and apprentice yourself and do this kind of thing. So that is Bill Buford is our guest tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour, and the book is on the New York Times bestseller list, so it's way high up there, and so I'm delighted that Bill will be our guest. And also, just to remind you, Lawrence Wright, who's written a book about Al-Qaeda and 9/11, is going to be joining us sometime in mid-August. So that's what's coming up. Okay, we have lots of things to talk about, and let me get started. First of all, I've been getting tons of emails about yesterday's show, and I will get there. Some of you are really unhappy with me and my position on Israel. But before we get going there, gas is projected to go up to about 20 cents a gallon. So are you filling up your tank now? You better do it, because consumers are filling up before the gas price hike. I don't know how much good that's going to do you. Looks like it should go up about 20 cents in the next day or so. They said that it went up 20 cents in Michigan by last night, but it hasn't. I saw the signs, and it's still this. There's an ARCO station right here near our radio station, and it is about $2.94 a gallon. Phil Angelides has called Arnold, a big-time pal of business, and one of you called in yesterday to say that the reason you have doubts about Phil Angelides and voting for Phil Angelides is because Phil Angelides was a developer and took developers' money and so forth. Another one of you emailed me to say that Arnold has taken a lot of developers' money, so that really shouldn't be the litmus test. Phil Angelides, however, seeking an issue that is going to invigorate his campaign against Arnold, said that Arnold has been the most submissive to corporate interest in state history and the governor among the biggest all-time benefactors of business. In other words, like the Arco Arena people or the Maloof people, what Phil is accusing Arnold of is knee-padism to big business. That's what he's saying is the issue. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Phil is looking for an issue, and I don't think this is it. He is looking to get traction. I'm going to say something here. I'm a little bit worried about Phil, and this is why. Around this time, and in previous losing campaigns, people always said, oh, he's a closer. He starts slow, but he finishes strong. This is what they said about John Kerry. But Phil is floundering around, and he has not found an issue, and he really has got to get in there and define something very quickly. And he's been MIA for a while here. I hope his health is okay. I don't know why. He's been MIA. Maybe he's just laying low, getting rested, getting in shape for a real knockdown dragout, harboring his money, and so on. But he is saying that Schwarzenegger is a big-time pal of business, that he is the handmaiden of special interests, that he has done what no other governor has ever done in doing the bidding of big special interests. So Phil has called a press conference hoping to reinvigorate his campaign with this allegation against Arnold. What are your thoughts about it? Is this going to work? I mean, we already know Arnold is a big tool of special interests. We know that he doesn't read anything much. Maria does his reading for him, and for all we know, she does his thinking for him as well. When he is, it may be that he moves his lips and she does most of the talking. Has anybody ever seen him speak while she is drinking a glass of water? These are my thoughts. 349-1320. So do you think that this will do it for Phil? I don't think so. It's not enough. It's too vague. Sheila Kuehl has gutted her gay education bill. She has given up her hotly contested campaign to force changes in California school curriculum to reflect the contributions of gays and lesbians. Faced with a certain veto by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the news was delivered to her by Arnold's lesbian chief of staff, who is also a Democrat. Sheila Kuehl, Zelda, as we remember her, I'm very disappointed that the governor twisted our arms on this. She has gutted about 90% of her bill in order to make it fly. The new bill leaves intact provisions to prohibit instruction or any school activity that reflects adversely upon anyone because of their sexual orientation. Kuehl's bill also would ban the adoption of textbooks or other instructional materials that place gays and lesbians in a negative light. Under SB 1437, school teachers could not inform their students, for example, that homosexuality is immoral or wrong. So let me ask you this question. You've got fundamentalist religions, and they are arguing, and this has gone to very high, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, certainly in California, or federally, where you had kids coming to high school wearing T-shirts that says that are anti-gay T-shirts. So what you have in Sheila Kuehl's bill, SB 1437, school teachers could not inform their students, for example, that homosexuality is immoral or wrong. How does that square with the fundamentalist approach that believes homosexuality is immoral and it's wrong? So if you are a fundamentalist, a Christian, a member of the Christian right, which we like to refer to as the Christian wrong, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Part of Sheila Kuehl's bill mandates that school teachers could not inform their students that homosexuality is immoral or wrong. Could they, in some historical context, could they, when they say, well, right-wing fundamentalists believe that it's immoral or wrong, or do they just not mention it at all? That would be the question. But in any event, Sheila Kuehl's gay education bill has been gutted. One of the things that we have been talking about a lot is the arena. And in today's B, front page story, they're talking about tickets that you get if you're at the Capitol. The lawmakers at the Capitol and their staffs mine a motherload of freebies. And this is according to a report. When offices inside the Capitol dim and the domed building's bright lights warm Sacramento skyline, lawmakers and staff eat, drink, and cheer on the Kings at Arco Arena. Rarely do they reach for their wallets. Last season, California legislators and their employees and relatives snatched up some 650 complimentary tickets to 88 Kings games, making the arena the place to be seen outside the Capitol. 650 complimentary tickets for the Kings to 88 games, so that if you want to find your legislator, you got two choices, the Capitol or the arena. But the Kings are just the most popular feature in a bonanza, the Via's reporting, of free tickets provided to Capitol staffers. According to a Bee review of disclosure reports from January to June of this year, groups with business at the Capitol gave lawmakers and their staff at least $218,000 in free passes to 85 assorted sporting events, concerts, and shows at an assortment of venues. I bring this up because there is a story in the Wall Street Journal, a study that has been done about what happens when you are given something for free. And it turns out that when you're given something, you think you can't be bought for the price of a pen, neither do most people. But we can be notoriously poor at judging ourselves and our honesty, according to a number of psychologists. For example, biomedical researchers reprimanded for failing to disclose financial ties to companies whose drugs or medical devices they study seem baffled over what they did wrong. In the past few weeks, several top journals have published corrections noting that the authors of papers failed to reveal that they had served as paid consultants or speakers for companies whose products they studied, often receiving thousands of dollars. So an obvious conflict of interest. It has emerged as a major concern in research. Well, here is the news. Studies show that even small gifts create feelings of obligation and that these feelings can influence subsequent decisions. So why do so many researchers feel that they are immune to conflicts of interest? I say that because even if you give somebody a pen, it apparently creates a feeling or sense of obligation. And I say this because at the Capitol, here are all these legislators getting lots and lots of free tickets. And there's only one reason why they're getting all those free tickets, isn't there? Lobbyists want to advance their agenda. So if you think that you can accept a ticket to a Kings game, and somebody tell me how much a Kings game ticket costs, I'd like to know, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And there are so many of them that are being distributed around the Capitol, at least $218,000 worth of free passes to 85 assorted sporting events. What does that do? And to what extent should it be regulated? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight, we're going to see 58. Highs tomorrow, about 92, 93. We're at 91 here at the River City for our weather from the left. Traffic looking all right. 50 over top of the mountains. Nice and slow as usual right about this time. It's about 321. 99 southbound. Let's see, Mack Road, I believe right there by Elk Grove Boulevard. We do have a traffic jam. Three vehicles and a big rig got into it there as well. And that's about it for the traffic. Actually, nothing else looking bad at all. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com, find out traffic and weather in advance if you're taking a trip, and also what Enid, Scott, and Sims, and everybody else is doing. I'm Lisa West, traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is another AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. The Town and Country Democratic Club will host a debate discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct a new Sacramento arena this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. County and city officials have entered into a deal with Maloof Sports Entertainment to build the arena in the downtown Sacramento rail yards. To that end, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors have voted to add two measures to the November ballot, one to approve a quarter-cent sales tax that would raise $1.2 million over the next 15 years. A companion advisory measure will ask voters to decide if they want that money to be divided among arena construction and community projects. On August 9th, Supervisor Roger Dickinson will represent the pro-arena viewpoint, while a representative from the People United for a Better Sacramento will represent the opposition. That's this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. at the Detterdine Park Clubhouse, 1415 Rushton Drive. Information and directions are at tnconline.org.
Most of us get too little.
New rule. Skip the truck. President Bush is down on the ranch, and we all know what that means. Lots of pictures of him in that pickup truck, as if he's going into town to pick up a bale of hay. Okay, we get it. You're a rancher. You're clearing brush. You're a Washington outsider. You're a huge country fan. Unfortunately, that country is Saudi Arabia. New rule. When somebody dies, we shouldn't cut off their head and drill holes into it. Ted Williams belongs in the hall, not the fridge. Cryogenics is one of those technologies that just doesn't work, like the missile defense shield and hair transplants. New rule. It's just a donut. What is up with the Krispy Kreme phenomenon? It's a glob of deep-fried dough, not Super Bowl tickets. Aren't we Americans fat enough without pretending that donuts are hip?
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the suffrage parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:25 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Florence Lowe has left the station, but we are going to be in the scene section. Lauren is, anyway. So look for the piece on her on Friday, this coming Friday, in the Sacramento Bee. It'll be fun to look at that. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the fact that if you go to the Capitol and you're looking for your legislator, very likely you're going to find that person at a Kings game or a similar kind of event because they get all these freebie tickets. And there is a study in the Wall Street Journal that talks about how even if you get a little nothing from somebody, there's a psychological sense of obligation. So you have these medical researchers who do these papers for medical journals, and they don't disclose that they were on the payroll of drug companies, that they were paid for this or that consulting fee and so on. And they think that they can be wholly unbiased. Well, I don't know that there's ever such a thing as unbiased. What there is such a thing is balanced. Certainly, if you're covering a story, you're never going to be unbiased. Everything's going to be filtered through your sensibility, but you can do a balanced kind of story. Well, here's the research tells us that just getting some small thing from somebody will make you feel obligated at an unconscious level. I say that because there has been so much bribery going on. Ohio Representative Ney is not going to seek re-election. His replacement may be ineligible. These are people that are feeling the runoff from the Abramoff scandal. And Doolittle is among those people. And I don't know why he isn't resigning, and I don't know why there isn't more attention focused on Doolittle, because he's as dirty, his hands are as dirty, I think, as Ney's. And Ney was told point blank by Representative Boehner. He said, you know what, forget about it. You've got kids in college. House Majority Leader John Boehner met with Ney last week and urged him to step aside, reminding him that with a son in college and a daughter nearing college age, he will need money, according to several congressional Republican aides. If he lost his House seat for the party, Boehner is said to have cautioned Ney could not expect a lucrative career on K Street, and that's where all the lobbying shops are located, to pay those tuition bills, along with hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees piling up for Ney. Ultimately, this decision came down to my family. He said, I must think of them first, and I can no longer put them through this ordeal. This is what Ney said in a one-paragraph statement. Ney, 52, became the third House Republican to fall before the wide-ranging federal investigation into influence peddling and bribery in Congress. Duke Cunningham pled guilty to accepting more than $2.5 million in bribes from defense contractors. Former Majority Leader Tom DeLay resigned from the House in June after two former aides pleaded guilty to corruption charges. And Ney has been implicated in four successive guilty pleas by lobbyists who told prosecutors they had lavished gifts on the former House Administration Committee Chairman in exchange for official favors. The leading Republican candidate to replace scandal-scarred Bob Ney on the November ballot may be ineligible. The developments came right after Ney announced he would abandon his race for re-election, acting under pressure from party officials who feared the loss of his seat. The six-term lawmaker has come under scrutiny for his ties to Jack Abramoff. Ney has not been charged and denies all wrongdoing. One Republican strategist, speaking on condition of anonymity, said that the potential successor, the replacement to Ney, might not be eligible to run on the ballot. So we'll see what happens there. But Ney is stepping aside, and he's stepping aside so that he can continue to lobby. In the meantime, you have got with Doolittle, and somebody sent me, there is a website called dumpdoolittle@yahoo.com. There are a bunch of titles to click on. Doolittle's push for the Auburn Dam, Doolittle and his boondoggle dam, etc. He's going to make a rare appearance at an annual Tahoe Summit, I guess. I haven't clicked on the website, but here's what I know. I know that there was a front page story in last Sunday's New York Times about Brent Wilkes. And Brent Wilkes is somebody who was doing business with Duke Cunningham. And Brent Wilkes is now in real bad legal trouble. And Brent Wilkes said that he wasn't bribing Congress people. He was actually being extorted by them. And he detailed how you're supposed to make a pitch to somebody in Congress. You don't make the pitch and give them the envelope of money for their campaign. You give them the envelope outside the door, and then you go in and you make the pitch. That's how you do it, because you've got to not make it look like that they're being paid for whatever favors they're going to provide you. And it turns out, and they have a little chart here, that since 1997, Brent Wilkes and his associates have given more than $700,000, almost $1 million, to lawmakers and political committees, mostly Republicans. The high figure they gave is almost $86,000 to the National Republican Party committees. Almost $85,000 went to Representative Randy Cunningham, Duke Cunningham, who's presently cooling himself in the pokey. $61,000 went to former Republican Tom DeLay. $60,000 went to Representative Jerry Lewis, who is in charge. I think he's head of the very powerful House Appropriations Committee. And next on the list, pretty high up on the list, $52,000 went to Representative John Doolittle, Republican of California. Now, Brent Wilkes spills his guts on the front page of the New York Times about all these people that he says he has been extorted by. So that would include Doolittle, wouldn't it? And then you have got an op-ed piece in the Bee. Doolittle tries to whip up anti-immigrant sentiment with a bogus email poll. And then we know that he got $14,000 from Jack Abramoff. And then we know that his wife was allegedly retained by Abramoff to do events that never actually occurred, but she would always get payments after Doolittle did things in Abramoff's on Abramoff's behalf. And we know that Doolittle calls himself an anti-gambling Mormon, and yet he has written letters on behalf of Abramoff's clients, some of these Indian tribes in Iowa, who want their casino, want permission to open or reopen casinos. And there's Doolittle. Writing on using his powerful position to get that stuff to happen, even though he says he is anti-gambling. His wife takes 15% of all campaign contributions, which is apparently not illegal, but is considered highly unethical. My question is, if you live in Doolittle's district, are you going to vote for him? And if you're going to vote for him, tell me why you are. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And if you're in Charlie Brown's camp, if you're not in Charlie Brown's camp, you ought to be. And his website is charliebrownforcongress.org. And I'm sure he could use your help, because for some reason, I don't think he's gotten a lot of help from the Democratic National Committee. Maybe they thought that they were limited in their funds and that Doolittle was not sinkable. But I think as more and more information comes out, Doolittle is more and more vulnerable. My concern is whether Charlie Brown's campaign has the wherewithal to really step on the gas when it comes to Doolittle. So if you are in a position to write a check or volunteer your time, your efforts to unseat a really filthy, oily, cheesy, dishonest, immoral, politician, I would urge you to do it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. Lows tonight, we have 58 for weather from the left. Highs 92, 93 tomorrow. I'm telling you, yesterday it mentioned precipitation. I actually don't see that in the future. It kind of changed up a little bit today. We're at 91 here at the River City, and our traffic is slowing down. Westbound 50 just west of South Bend Watt Avenue. We have a vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Southbound Cap City Freeway at Elves, we have another traffic hazard. Two vehicles in the middle of the roadway. Northbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue, a disabled vehicle. And northbound 99 just north of Crystal Way. Two cars, it looks like a Chevy pickup truck, an ambulance and emergency vehicles blocking the lane. Stay clear of that. It's actually blocking lanes 2 and 3 there. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320. Rodney
Carrera. New rule. Stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the 3 blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this house party.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure. At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care
at an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
And left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
3:38 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Remember what your homework assignment is. You have to tell 3 to 5 people every single day that we are here, that AM 1320 exists, that Enid Live is with you from 3 to 7 weekdays, and that you can listen to the Morning Retort from 5:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, and Al Franken and Randy Rhodes and everybody, the whole Air America lineup, and that there is an alternative to conservative talk radio, and I'm going to get to that because there is a really astonishing story that has emerged, and conservative talk radio is a big part of it. We're talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about the arena. We're talking about even if someone gives you a pen, you feel obligated to them. So look at all the tickets the Capitol staffers and legislators are raking in so that they can go to the Kings games. And I have some more information about the arena as well. We're talking about the fact that more and more information coming out about Doolittle, and it is more and more damaging. And my fear is that the Charlie Brown campaign won't make enough of it and won't be able to step on the gas and that he could be reelected. But you have Bob Ney in Ohio finally stepping aside for the good of the party. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Carolyn in Penryn. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I want to make a comment about Doolittle. I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to vote for Charlie Brown, but I have friends that used to be Mormon who have left that religion, but the consensus among them is that Mormons vote for Mormons regardless, and their commitment to that church is above anything else. And there's a really a big movement to get Mormons in politics regardless of whom they are. And if you look at the voting history, I mean, he wins year after year, and regardless of the ethics or the...
Well, I don't think, though, as much has come out about him. It's true that maybe the Democrats at the national level know what the polls say, and maybe they're not giving it to the extent that you wish they would to Charlie Brown's campaign because they think that Doolittle is still more entrenched than he is vulnerable. I think he's more vulnerable. And with a very smart campaign and a lot of people out on the street, maybe, and a lot of tying the anger to the war to Doolittle, that we could get some movement there. But are you saying, are there that many Mormons, Carolyn?
Yeah. It's very populated up here, and
What would you say the percentage is?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, that might be something interesting to look into, but it's definitely
so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how dirty Doolittle is. Mormons are still going to vote for him.
That's what I get. That's what she told me, and they all make a commitment to come out. And it's just you show up.
Even though Mormonism, Church of Latter-day Saints, an anti-gambling religion?
We don't get into that. It's just part of.
I'm told that is the case. And so, if you're anti-gambling, how do you reconcile signing, trying to promote legislation on behalf of Indian gaming? You know, gaming on behalf of Indian tribes.
Yeah, that's my concern too. I mean, I'm not Mormon. I'm voting for Charlie Brown, and I just it's just amazing to me that people continue to support him with how much he's...
Continue to support Doolittle, you mean?
Yeah, continue to support Doolittle with how much it's out there.
Well, I'm amazed too. Thank you for this.
I also wanted to know, is there bumper stickers that you could promote that we can just get people to listen to this radio station besides
going
out there telling three people a day? Is there any kind of bumper stickers?
Here's why we don't have bumper stickers. Our general manager is not a fan of them, and I'm not either. Because I don't, in principle I would be, but I don't think very many of us really want to put them on our cars, do they? Do we? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anybody wants to really put them on our cars, but yeah, we're getting another opinion.
During the last election, we put all sorts of stuff on our cars about tune to 1320 and.
Did you really?
Yeah, we wrote it with that special paint that you write on when you.
How can you make? Tell me if we wanted to make our own bumper stickers. And Lauren is actually a student. You're sort of an art student, Lauren. How could we? What do we have to do to make our own bumper stickers? Is there stuff that you can get like a blank bumper sticker and you can create your own bumper sticker?
Yeah.
I bet there's something like that in an art supply store. Something like that. Something that would work.
Even have you ever gotten Northern Sun
magnets?
What's Northern Sun?
It's a great website, and they have a brochure, and it's all sorts of progressive, liberal, outspoken T-shirts, bumper stickers, and there are blank bumper stickers you can
buy. Okay, so maybe we can buy blank bumper stickers, and you can help us that way. But tell 3 to 5 people. That's a really good way to do it, because everybody knows a lot of people.
That's what we do. Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Carolyn. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much for your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you live in Placer County, I know we have a pretty sizable conservative constituency listening to Enid Live. If you are going to be voting for Doolittle in the next election, I would really like to know why. Why would you vote for him up? Other than if you are voting for him because you're all the same religion. But why would you vote for this man? What is it that he brings to the table? And are there any of you listening who are former Doolittle supporters but have seen the light and realize that he is a corrupt and smarmy human being and not somebody you want to represent you? Has there been very much of a drop-off in his... constituent base is my question. 349-1320. So if you if you're planning to vote for Charlie Brown anyway, I'd certainly like to hear from you. But I particularly want to hear from you if you were formerly a Doolittle supporter and now you're not, and if you still are a Doolittle supporter, my question is why. Help to explain it to the rest of us. Explain it to me. I want to know why you continue to support this man. What is your reasoning, if any? Reasoning would perhaps be too strong a word here, but why would you be doing this? And the other thing we're talking about is Angelides is attacking Arnold on his ethics. He's ripped Arnold's fundraising, and he says that Arnold is up by and for special interests, and so on. And I don't know if he's going to get enough traction with that. Phil has got to find the thing. He's just got to go in there and rip out Arnold's, whatever, by the roots in order to get the traction that he needs, because he doesn't have sufficient traction yet. And if you have any ideas how Phil could do that, I'd like to hear them, and I'm sure Phil would like to hear them. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't like to hear them, because they've already got all these fancy strategists and consultants, and presumably they know what they're doing, but I don't think they're coming back hard enough at Arnold. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I just got this from, all right, Brown is, this is a press release from the Brown campaign, the Charlie Brown campaign. Charlie Brown is renewing his calls for Doolittle to give back wages of sin in the wake of the Mariana Island disclosure. Doolittle tolerated forced abortions, sex slavery, and sweatshops. All this is alleged to have occurred in the Marianas. Press disclosures of public documents show that Congressman John Doolittle worked at the behest of convicted congressional briber Jack Abramoff in the Northern Marianas
Specifically, Doolittle helped install leaders that awarded Abramoff a lucrative lobbying contract and opposed efforts to impose U.S. immigration and wage laws on the territories, despite wide reports of sweatshop, garment factories, sex slavery, and forced abortions. I guess Doolittle must be in favor of all these things. Michael, in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Michael. How are you doing?
Doing well, Michael.
Yeah, I'm a Platte County Democrat, and I'm trying to talk to all of my Republican friends about how to vote this fall. And the answer I get mostly is that Charlie's going to raise my taxes, and so they are willing to vote for this slime bucket so that they don't have to pay higher taxes.
Is that what it comes down to? Charlie's going to raise the tax? Has anybody talked about what a slime Doolittle is, or has that not registered?
They don't seem to care.
Do they even are they aware of the extent of it?
After I'm done talking to them, they certainly are. But I've written letters to the editor in the local paper, and so they see my name and they'll come talk to me about it. And it says, yeah, it's all about taxes. So they are willing to sell our country out so they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, but what is their proof that Charlie's going to raise their taxes?
Well, I don't think they have any. That's just, the tax and spin mantra that Democrats get tagged with is good enough for them. That's really what I'm finding out here.
So then we have to assume that people who live in Placer County have a lower than normal IQ. Is that it?
I wish I could answer that.
I mean, here's the thing I've always said. When you fall in love with a candidate, it doesn't matter what you find out about that. It's like falling in love with your beloved. You don't want to hear about it. You discount the reports about it. You decide that you are making the right choice. And you go forward with it, no matter that your friends tell you that your beloved is a junkie and a shoplifter and a homicidal maniac. You don't want to hear it. You're in love.
And people
in love with their candidates are very nearly the same way. And another...
Huh? A drug user, a codependency, or an enabler.
No, you want to see it a certain way, and you don't want the facts to get in the way of your vision of it. And there's another study that I saw that appeared in the Wall Street Journal that talked about the basis for making decisions. It's not an intellectual basis for making most of our decisions. It's very often emotional.
Yeah.
And the good example I can give you on that is a lot of people will go to a doctor who is a complete quack, because that doctor has cultivated a really good bedside manner. So you go in, you like the person, you feel good around that person. The person's a complete fake-orama, but it doesn't matter. You feel good, so you think you're making a good decision.
I think that's very possible.
Yeah. Well, Michael, keep up the good work. And please, when you're telling people what a slime ball Doolittle is, also tell 3 to 5 people every day that we're here.
I absolutely do that.
I'm delighted that you do. I have no doubt that you do, and I thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you are living in Doolittle's district, are you going to vote for him again? And if you are, why? And if you were a Doolittle supporter and you've decided, you have seen the light, and you have decided not to vote for Doolittle, I'm curious to know what turned you around. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hey there, Enid. Thank you very much. Well, we have lows around 58 tonight. No precipitation like I guess I promised you yesterday. I apologize. Highs 97 tomorrow. We're at 92 here in the River City, and our traffic is looking all right, though. As usual, northbound 99, just north of 12th Avenue, we have a disabled vehicle slowing traffic down. Northbound 99, just north of Crystal Way. Accident, 3 cars, big rig, emergency vehicles blocking the lane. Non-injury, though, thank goodness. Westbound 50 to northbound Cap City Freeway. Ambulance and emergency vehicles in South Sac blocking the lane. And Madison Avenue at Fair Oaks Boulevard, we do have an accident there as well. Enid, hi.
Hi. Do we duck weathercaster salaries if they forecast precipitation and there isn't any?
No. You know what? No, but you can give me more chocolate.
Well, we're not going to duck your salary, but those meteorologists are never right. And they get paid a lot of money for never being right. Have you noticed that?
Yes, and you know what? I have about 3 or 4 meteorologists. They email me so I can keep up with the weather.
Okay.
Interesting, none of them are on the same page.
I think that the weather should be spelled with an H. Whether or not it rains, whether or not we're right.
thank
you very much, Ms. Lisa West.
Back and more at Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'd like to start this.
I'll always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:54 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the all the allegations coming out, all the scummy news more and more implicating Doolittle. And my question is, if you are in Doolittle's district, are you going to vote for him? And if you are, why? And if you have voted for him previously and have decided not to support him in this election, I'd like to hear from you. If you're a Charlie Brown supporter, what's the status of what's going on there? I hope that they can take this and step on the gas and go to the bank with it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Pat, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Pat.
Just a concrete point, very simple. He voted for the change in bankruptcy law. If anybody in his district goes through a health crisis this next year or through some major family tragedy, and that's going to cost him a lot of money, there's going to be no escaping a lot of very repressive measures put out by the banking corporation.
Wait a minute. Now, you're saying Doolittle voted for these repressive bankruptcy laws that the banking industry was very strongly behind.
Yes.
Okay. And so if somebody has some serious issues, if they have health issues and they are bankrupted, they're never going to recover because of what Doolittle has imposed?
Because of Doolittle and his party, yes. You know, it's a Republican thing. It was a party line vote over that particular issue. And the Republicans, far and away, were the ones who carried the vote, and he fell in lockstep right behind them. I guess he doesn't have any poor, ordinary folks who face those kinds of district. I don't know.
I don't know. They're not grabbing the money as much as he is, and he's just grabbing his fistfuls of it in as many ways as he possibly can. The man's hands are so filthy. I thank you, Pat, for the call. 349-1320. Elaine in Placer County. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Oh, hi. I live in Rockland, and I'm going to be voting definitely for Charlie Brown. But I just wanted to say that, you know, in the past years, you know, Placer County has just been, you know, almost 70% Republican. But I've noticed, like, in the last 3 or 4 years specifically, that, you know, you're seeing more bumper stickers that says another Placer County Democrat. We actually have people who are standing on the corner of Stanford Ranch and Park, which is a pretty busy place in Rockland. They're against the war, and there's like 20 or 30 of them, like, every single Wednesday. So it's really interesting because I'm more positive about it. I think maybe Doolittle might win, but I think that he's going to get a run.
PC.com. Keep it right here at 1320. More to come.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
The Fed takes a summer vacation.
Attention, interest rates, as you were.
The right decision for the Fed to make. It was time for the Fed to pause.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington.
There might not be an oil shortage after all.
A complete shutdown of the Prudhoe Bay system may not be necessary.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Finally, a break for borrowers. Federal Reserve policymakers ended their latest meeting today without hiking interest rates again. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has more.
After raising rates 17 straight times, the Fed takes a breather.
It's very good for home buyers, consumers in general.
Wachovia chief economist John Sylvia.
They're not going to feel rushed to make decisions to beat another interest rate increase.
For now, at least, there's balance. The economy is growing, but not rapidly. The Fed expects inflation to moderate. Rate hikes are a weapon against future price spikes. What now, Quicken Loans CEO Bill Emerson?
If inflation does, in fact, get under control and the economy is running at a pace that they believe is right, then they won't do anything else.
The Fed is keeping its options open, though, saying inflation risks remain. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
May I help you?
How much is this goldfish?
99 cents.
How's his temperament?
Huh?
Does he bite?
I don't think so.
Is he good with children?
Yeah,
can he do any tricks?
Well, he wails pretty good.
What if everything in life came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must first pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with a 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty, including 24-hour roadside assistance.
Is he allergic to seafood?
Just shellfish.
See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service that big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Crude oil prices fell 67 cents today on assurances from the Bush administration that there might be ways to cope with BP's Alaska oil field shutdown.
Despite the disruptions, Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman says the oil market should remain in pretty good shape.
We believe that there are crude oil inventories as well as additional crude oil availability that will help us alleviate disruption from Alaska.
Some of that oil will come from foreign suppliers.
Incremental production from Saudi Arabia as well as diverted shipments of crude oil from Ecuador, Colombia, and Mexico could offset some of the shortfall.
And Bodman says it may not be necessary to completely shut down the Prudhoe Bay operation. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
In the U.N. Security Council this afternoon, Israeli Ambassador Dan Gillerman urged a vote on a ceasefire resolution.
I feel that this is not a time just for statements. This is a time for actions. This is not a time for words. This is a time for deeds.
But Lebanon and its Arab allies oppose a resolution that would not require Israeli forces to withdraw. Israel, in fact, seems prepared to escalate the fighting. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi is in Tel Aviv.
The general in charge of the Northern Front has been basically shoved aside in favor of a more seasoned general with experience in Lebanon. And military analysts here are saying this is more than just internal Israeli politics. It's an indication that the Israelis felt that the Northern Front was not going very well. And the general who's now been put in charge, is known to favor a harder line.
Hezbollah continues to fire rockets across the border. Today, a rocket barrage struck a hillside in the Israeli town of Kiryat Shmona. A late report from Beirut says Israeli gunboats have shelled the largest Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon, killing at least one person. In Connecticut, Senator Joe Lieberman made a final round of campaign stops, fighting for his political life. He's being challenged in today's Democratic primary by newcomer Ned Lamont, who's gained traction by attacking Lieberman's support of the war in Iraq.
I keep hearing people saying, the other guy's trying to make this into a referendum on George Bush. We know you're not George Bush. We know you've worked your heart out for us for more than 30 years.
Lieberman has not ruled out running as a third-party candidate if he loses the primary. The polls close in less than an hour. The National Football League has a new commissioner. Team owners have elected Roger Goodell, who, as the NFL's chief operating officer, was considered the favorite to succeed Paul Tagliabue. Goodell is 47. He started his career right out of college as an NFL intern. 20 years ago, he got to know Commissioner Pete Rozelle by chauffeuring him around at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The Dixie Chicks accident.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
4:06, 6 minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about more revelations about Doolittle's corruption. And the question is, if you live in Placer County, are you going to vote for him? And if you are going to vote for him, why? And if you have voted for him in the past and have decided not to, I would like to hear from you. One of the things we talked about yesterday was where Sacramento sits in the firmament of lists. It is number 7 on the list of most stolen cars. Number 1 is, I think, Stockton or Modesto. And one of you pointed out that this whole corridor, which includes Fresno and Visalia, and San Diego is sort of the meth trail. There's now a list out of the most inventive towns in America. And they have decided who goes on this list by the number of patents that people take out. And many of these towns are in California. And let me read to you the top 20 inventive towns in America. These are the tinkerers who helped build America. They've not disappeared. They're right next door. This year, Russell May won a patent for a gadget that would help warn pilots about impending engine failure. Another man designed a more energy-efficient motor. A third man came up with a device that helps companies pack more data into fiber optic cables. These inventors share one thing in common. They live within 10 miles of each other in Blacksburg, Virginia. It's a little bit like a miniature Silicon Valley, but without the traffic, said one of them. Since Ben Franklin, the lone inventor has been an American icon. Even with today's complex technologies and giant corporations that spend billions on research, small-time inventors remain a potent force, consistently accounting for about 15% of all U.S. patents in recent years by some estimates. What is changing is their zip codes. Combing through more than 475,000 U.S. patents granted in the past 4 years reveals a new map of the places where individual inventors are busy dreaming and tinkering. This shifting geography of innovation says a lot about how the American economy is changing, and it underscores its resilience. And it goes on to list the most inventive places in America, and I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share that with you because the larger umbrella picture here is the ARCO Arena. The arena, everybody, the city fathers who are really mothers, want a new arena. They think this is going to make this a world-class town. There is a professor, an author named Richard Florida, who's written a book called The Rise of the Creative Classes. And he maintains that if you do things in a city that are creative, that are attractive, you will attract the workforce you need who wants to live in that kind of an environment. And that workforce that will be present in this environment attracts the kinds of businesses that can use this kind of a workforce. That's his, I think, in a nutshell, that's what he's advocating. So, in some places, you have what is called a Cool Cities Initiative. In the state of Michigan, they have that. Now, remember, Michigan has been the victim of, a kind of rust belt. The jobs, the big three automakers are in disarray. A lot of the jobs are being outsourced. So Michigan has taken a huge economic hit, and it is trying to figure out ways to reinvent itself and cool cities, making cities interesting and attractive. Now remember, we're talking about the Midwest. We're talking about that hardcore steel, pedal to the metal kind of a work ethic where frills were not given the kind of priority and having fun wasn't the same as it is in California. Well, I think that states like Michigan have really gone a great way toward reinventing themselves. And it turns out, in this Wall Street Journal, sifting through all these patents, 475,000 of them over that have been taken out over a four-year period, that the Detroit suburb of Bloomfield Hills has one of the high numbers of patents there. These are executives who have, what they're theorizing is that this area is populated by executives who have moved on from the auto industry. And then those executives are helping to fuel a 27% rise in patents since 2002, including one for a better golf club for sand traps. Inventors in Fargo, North Dakota, where the economy has been shifting from agriculture to technology. Remember, North Dakota, I think they have a pretty educated workforce, and for a long time they had decided to really advertise that fact and to try to get high-tech companies interested in a less expensive place to live than California. and with a very highly educated workforce. So Fargo, North Dakota, where the economy has been shifting from agriculture to technology, inventors in that place have filed patents to track sick cattle, to help emergency room doctors diagnose brain injuries. And in blooming Las Vegas, many retired or transplanted workers are betting on the next big casino game. Nowhere is the impact of the shifting economy on invention more apparent than in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. So you have lots of patents there. So let me give you then the number one, the list of the 20 most innovative towns in terms of the patents taken out. You ready for this list? Number one. You want to guess where that would be? Number one on the list of most innovative inventive towns? San Jose. Well, I guess it's not a surprise. Silicon Valley, high-tech land. Number two, practically next door, Sunnyvale. Number three, Austin, Texas. Number four, Palo Alto. Number five, in the East Bay, Fremont. Number six, San Diego. Number seven, Cupertino. So you've got, of the top seven, one, two, three, four, five, six are in California, five are in Northern California, one is San Diego. And the other one's Austin, Texas, because you've got a big high-tech presence in Austin, and you have the University of Texas there as well. Number eight, Boise, Idaho. Number nine, Mountain View, California. Number 10, Santa Clara, California. Number 11, Houston. Number 12, San Francisco. Number 13, Portland, Oregon. Number 14, Seattle. Number 15, Los Altos. Number 16, Rochester, New York, of course, the home of Eastman Kodak. Number 17, Plano, Texas, which is right, cheek by jowl with Dallas. Number 18, Saratoga, California. Number 19, Menlo Park, California. And number 20, New York. I assume New York City. So that's the list. And of that list, most places of the most patents taken out are in California, and mostly Northern California, with one exception, and that is San Diego. Nothing for Los Angeles. And did you notice another startling omission on this list? Nothing for Sacramento. Now, Sacramento's number seven on the list of the most stolen cars. Modesto and Stockton are, I think, one and three on the list of the most stolen cars. But on the list of most inventive towns in America, Sacramento is not on the list. One is San Jose, two Sunnyvale, three Austin, Texas, four Palo Alto, five Fremont, California, six San Diego, seven Cupertino, eight Boise, Idaho, nine Mountain View, California, 10 Santa Clara, California, 11 Houston, Texas, 12 San Francisco, 13 Portland, Oregon, 14, Seattle, 15, Los Altos, California, 16, Rochester, New York, 17, Plano, Texas, 18, Saratoga, California, 19, Menlo Park, California, and 20, New York, New York. Now, here are some of the up-and-comers, the ones where data for Wall Street Journal poured through data, patent data for 12,000 American cities. They're looking for places where a high percentage of patents were given to individuals or small businesses. And the search turned up some surprising information. Number one, Las Vegas, because casinos are looking at new games. Number two, of all things, Indianapolis, Indiana. Local pharmaceutical companies like Eli Lilly have helped create smaller spin-off firms in that area. Number three, Gaithersburg, Maryland. Number four, Sandy, Utah. Five, Fairfax, Virginia. Six, Winchester, Massachusetts. Seven, Corona, California. Eight, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Not too far from the land that time forgot. And the reason for Grand Rapids is that Van Andel Research Institute, a biomedical research center, employs hundreds of local scientists. Then comes Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Evanston, Illinois. Palm Harbor, Florida. Annapolis, Maryland. Oklahoma City, Mercer Island, Washington, where Paul Allen lives, Orfield, Pennsylvania, Bend, Oregon, Tigard, Oregon, Walnut, California, which is not too far away from, I think it's in the Delta, isn't it? Leawood, Kansas, and St. Charles, Missouri. Are any of those cities Sacramento? Did you notice? None of those cities are Sacramento. So you can tell me whether or not a new arena is going to make us, put us on the map. We're on the map with stolen cars, but I don't see how a new arena is going to cut it. I think what you need to do is make this place a place that's friendly to research, a place that courts companies that are interested in, high-tech, whatever. And I don't know to what extent that outreach has been made. In today's B, Daniel Weintraub is talking about the subsidy for the Kings. It would set a whole new standard. That our deal has been compared to Memphis, but Memphis had no basketball team at the time and was trying to lure one from out of town, so it wasn't a good comparison. And then also with San Antonio, and again, that wasn't a good comparison either. That this deal that we are offering to the Kings is just out of sight, and it would set a whole new standard. And then in today's B, we're talking about naming rights. What's in an arena's name? No matter what you call it, the place will smell like hot dogs, beer, and sweat. But that didn't stop readers from naming a new sports arena in Sacramento, even though it's far from a slam dunk prospect. So there are lots of names here. And none of them I thought were that great. So if you have a good name for this arena, which is really, I'm telling you, it ought to be called a whorehouse because that's really what it is. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. The governor has just agreed to a new casino deal with one of the most politically powerful Indian tribes in California. Arnold just announced the deal that would allow the tribe to build a third casino and expand the number of slot machines it operates in Southern California. The deal allows the Agua Caliente band of Coahuila Indians, which already owns two casinos near Palm Springs, to open a third casino on its land. The deal also boosts the number of slot machines the tribe can operate from 2,000 to 5,000. In exchange, the tribe will pay the state $81.9 million a year over the duration of the compact, which expires in 2030. The tribe currently pays the state $14 million annually. The Schwarzenegger administration says that it expects to finalize this deal this afternoon. The deal has to be ratified by the legislature. Is this a good thing for the state of California? Does it matter one way or the other to have all these casinos, to have all these tribes increasing the numbers of casinos they have? Is this a good thing, a bad thing, or not, it has no effect one way or the other? 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Sean and Carmichael, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing well, Sean.
Hey, right off the top of my head, I was thinking names for the stadium. Let's just keep it simple and upfront. Why not just call it Rip Off Park?
Oh, that's good.
Or just plain Tax Hike Park.
I was going to call it a whorehouse, but that's good. Rip Off Park is good.
All right.
Okay.
Those are my ideas.
Payoff Park, too. Thanks very much, Sean. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. You got a good name for the new stadium if it goes through, which I hope it doesn't. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, thank you very much, Enid. I'm laughing at you guys' names for the park. It's really hard, you know, not to hold back, especially when I have to do the weather here. Lows tonight right around 59. We are going to see, though, tomorrow maybe 97, 98 for the next couple of days. Our precipitation that I was talking about yesterday, I don't think we're going to see that until next week. Kind of a change-up. North Sac, Watt Avenue at Fair Oaks Boulevard, we have three cars that got into it there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Eastbound 50, just east of southbound 15th Street, another accident. It looks like a two-car crash there in eastbound 50 and Florin Road. And 5th Parkway, there's an accident there. Emergency vehicles blocking the lane. Madison Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard, a hit and run is stop traffic there as well. 1320 left hand Talk.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
If you're looking for intense excitement, don't miss the 7th Annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp style obstacle course race on Saturday. Saturday, August the 26th at Mesa Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MesaMudRun.com today.
Rodney Carey.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Ana's are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
This is Tim Robbins. Both Democrats and Republicans in high levels of government, the military, and intelligence have risked their careers, their livelihoods, and in some cases their safety to expose the lies, duplicity, and potential crimes of the Bush administration. These patriotic Americans are trying to tell us something. When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635 for an official investigation into the Bush administration.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Gold Line's gonna tell me where the light is.
424 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Did you see the Rex Babin, or is it Rex Babin? I don't know how he pronounces it. Cartoon in today's B? Oh, my goodness. It's huge dominoes, enormous, the dominoes that ate Cleveland, and one of them is named Abraham, and in the middle of three on one side and two on the other, closing in on him, is Deep Doo 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 Little, and one domino is named Abramoff, another one is Delay, and a third one is Nay, and then there's Wilkes, and then there's Cunningham, and all these dominoes are closing in on Deep Doo 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 Little, and I hope they close in on him soon enough in time for him to lose the election. And again, I'm putting out the call. Anybody who is going to continue to vote for Doolittle, I'd like to know why. And if you've changed your mind and have voted for him previously and are not voting for him again, I'd like to hear that as well. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. And you have a good name for the arena if it gets built, which I hope it never does. Let's head over to Karen in Sacramento. Karen, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Karen. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Hi. I wanted to comment actually on the Indian gaming. Specifically, my problem with the Indian gaming isn't the gambling. It's the fact that you have Las Vegas interests investing heavily in these casinos, and yet we as average citizens are not allowed to do the same. And I have always resented the fact that as a small businessman, I am not allowed the same opportunities.
The Las Vegas casinos can invest in the Indian gaming. They're able to do that? Or I thought they were, in some cases, opposed to it because it cuts in on their territory.
No, that's not the case at all. In fact, if you go to Thunder Valley Casino in Lincoln, their computers are actually tied directly into their parent company in Las Vegas.
Okay, but is it...
And they actually have all of the Nevada games.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, but is there an official connection with Las Vegas interests?
Yes, that's actually who finances the casino.
From a public policy standpoint, is it good to have, or is it good, neutral, or not good, to have all these casinos available to people? Does it matter one way or another? Does it have anything to do with moral? I mean, people who have an addiction problem have an addiction problem, and if it isn't going to be casinos, it's going to be something else. So that segment aside, and I hope it's not that big a segment, what are your thoughts about having so many casinos in the state of California?
I don't have a problem with them. If that's what you like to do and you're over 21, I feel like that's your business. However, I, as a small businessman, should be granted the same rights as out-of-state money.
Okay. Well, let's put it out there and see how people respond to it. You want to invest in casinos because but look what happened to Donald Trump. You would think that he would have made tons of money with casinos, but actually, I think, hasn't he gone bankrupt again? Or very close to it, reorganized under chapter whatever?
It's
a risk. It's a risk. Karen, maybe they're doing you a big favor. It's a risk.
Oh, I'm not saying me personally. I'm saying me as a collective body. That should be a right that is available to all people if it's available to out-of-state interests.
Okay. Well, all right. Point made, and I thank you for making it. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. We're talking about what you would name the new casino. The new arena, which is, I guess, in some ways like a casino right now because we don't know whether it's going to get built. But if there is going to be a new arena, what would be the most honest name for it? What would be the name that would best describe that arena? One of you said rip-off arena. I'm saying it's sort of like a whorehouse because people have whored themselves out to get that thing together on the ballot. If you have some good thoughts about it, I'd like to hear them. 349-1320, 866, 626. 1320. And you have the governor agreeing to a new casino deal with the tribe. So your thoughts about all these casinos, is this a yes, a no, it doesn't matter, we're on the skids anyway. 20-cent gallon price hike is predicted for California for gasoline. You got candidates like, you have corrupt candidates. You know, Sacramento is number 7 in stolen cars, but not on any of the lists of all these inventive cities where people are very creative and trying to invent new applications and trying to apply for patents and so forth. So if you think that creating an arena makes us a world-class city, think again. One of the things that I ask you to do every day is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends that AM 1320 exists. I tell you to do that because a lot of people have given up completely on the AM dial. They don't know we're here. We are still pretty new, and we haven't done a lot of advertising. We've really pretty much have depended on word of mouth. And the reason I think this is important is that if you are somebody who doesn't much read a newspaper, which describes a lot of us, because we don't have that much time, and for some reason newspaper circulation is declining, then you are really just getting a one-sided view if you are listening to the radio or if you are watching TV. Because pretty much you're going to get your television news coverage from what? MSNBC on the conservative side, Fox definitely conservative, and really a propaganda organ for the Bush White House. Maybe CNN is not quite as conservative, but it's competing with Fox, so they're all trying to out-conservative each other. If you listen to the regular newscasts, they're trying to cut it down the middle. And you are just not going to find out what's going on if you're a progressive. There's nobody who speaks for you, really. Not much. In Sacramento, you do have a couple of choices. But I came upon something that I thought was so worrisome that I need to share it with you. I had heard this statistic earlier in the war, but I thought it had been laid to rest, and it hadn't. Here's the headline. Half of the U.S. believes that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass, WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. This poll finds that the myth endures, despite even the White House saying that that wasn't the case, that there were no weapons of mass destruction. And we think the reason why people continue to believe that there were weapons of mass destruction has to do with talk radio, it has to do with blogs, and it has to do with the White House, even though it finally denied that there were weapons of mass destruction, it certainly made that elision, it made that connection in the days when it was selling the war. And even Dick Cheney continues to make that connection. Half of Americans believe, according to a new poll, that there were weapons of mass destruction, and experts see many reasons why. A drumbeat of voices from talk radio, to diehard bloggers, to the Oval Office, a surprise headline here or there, rallying around a partisan flag, and a growing need for people in their own minds to justify the war in Iraq. People tend to become, and I love this phrase, independent of reality in these circumstances, says an opinion analyst. Independent of reality. The reality in this case is that after a 16-month, $900 million-plus investigation, the U.S. weapons hunters, known as the Iraq Survey Group, declared that Iraq had dismantled its chemical, biological, and nuclear arms programs in 1991 under U.S. oversight. The finding in 2004 reaffirmed the work of the U.N. inspectors, who in 2002 and 2003 found no trace of banned arsenals in Iraq. Despite this, a Harris poll released just this last July 21st found that a full 50% of U.S. respondents, up from 36% last year, 36% thought this last year, and now it's 50% this year. I guess we got dumber in the past year. Said that they believe Iraq did have the forbidden arms when U.S. troops invaded in March 2003, an attack whose stated purpose was elimination of supposed WMD. So, 36% of us a year ago believed that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and now, a year later, when the war is a mess, when it's devolved into a civil war, when even Republicans are saying it's time to get out of there and get out as quickly as possible, 50% of us believe that there were weapons of mass destruction. What do you make of this? It isn't just about talk radio. I mean, this is about stupidity at an astronomical level. This is about people who I apparently feel some need to justify what we're doing and the lives lost and haven't got a clue and don't intend to read a newspaper to figure out what's really going on. Who must be getting all of their news from Dr. OxyContin across the way, Fatso, or Fox News, We Distort, You Decide, 349-1320, 866-620-61320. What does this statistic tell us? And why do you think people have the need to believe that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's why we went to war? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, one of our AEs stopped in and asked why we call this Lucky Tuesday.
We don't have a really good reason for that, other than my grandmother always thought that Tuesdays were lucky, and I thought, well, why not? Why shouldn't they be lucky? We'll just assume that they are.
Well, and I feel that every single day is lucky as we do this, you know, talk show. It's great, and that's how he feels.
Well, that's a pretty good plan, too.
It's a great plan. You know what's a great plan? No precipitation. 59 for the low tonight, 97 for the high tomorrow. We're 92 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking good northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of H Street. We do have a disabled vehicle, although traffic is doing about 55-60 there. Watt Avenue at Fair Oaks Boulevard, our Injury, accident, three vehicles there blocking the lane, an emergency vehicle as well. Lisa West back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Want to get to the next...
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Robin Sims. The Bubba Dolph Lundgren barely deems it necessary to come into town.
I got my email from Congressman Lundgren. He's having town hall meetings. Go to the town halls, raise your hand, ask questions, get thrown out.
Oh, that's a badge of honor. Believe me.
Yeah, you know.
If it's good enough for ex-generals to stand up.
If you want to bring pie to snack on and some of it finds itself airborne.
Is it a felony or is it just a misdemeanor if you pie a politician?
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Can you just give me one more try at that?
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:40 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Well, every day is lucky. I think Lisa makes that point. But Tuesdays are maybe particularly lucky. Well, let's think of it that way. Maybe it'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the voice of America, moi, your radio goddess. And you can join the conversation, 349-1320, if you're in the 916 area code. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. And I don't know if I told you in this hour, but tomorrow we're going to be joined by Bill Buford, who is a writer for The New Yorker. And the reason I thought it would be fun to have him on is that he just out of nowhere decided to apprentice himself to Molto Mario, Mario Batali, who has a fancy restaurant in New York called Babbo. And if you watch the Food Network, you see Molto Mario. Do you see him? And he wears those orange shoes all the time. He wears orange Crocs, and then he wears those orange Converse high tops. He's great. He's really a rock star in the food world. I've interviewed him, and I'll tell you all about that. But anyway, this guy apprenticed himself, working in the kitchen of this restaurant, and he learned a lot. And I'm dying to find out what he learned, because moi, your radio goddess, is desperate to learn how to cook one of these days in her lifetime. 349-1320, let's head over to the phones, because I'm asking the question, 36% of us a year ago, and now 50% of us a year later believe that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And the question is, how did that happen? Why is it that 14% more of us in a year, when more and more evidence emerges that there were never weapons of mass destruction? What is that all about? Is that all about conservative talk radio? You know, radio is so under the radar in this country that very few towns have radio columns. Sam McManus covers radio here at the B. Ben Fong Torres covers radio a little bit for the San Francisco Chronicle. But there are not a lot of papers where radio is covered in any kind of depth because TV is the big elephant in the room. Well, but talk radio has had this enormous effect, I think, on helping conservatism to flourish in this country. And I don't think a lot of people have made that connection. So when I say, when I ask you every day, tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day that we are here, you need to have another voice to counter this blather, this propaganda that comes from conservative talk radio, to the extent that now 50% of Americans in the most recent Harris poll actually believe there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that was never the case. And as the time goes by, you would think that more and more people would come to the realization that there were never weapons of mass destruction. Not the case. 36% of us believed that there were weapons of mass destruction a year ago, and now a year later, when more and more information has come out that there were never any such thing, 50% of us believe that there were weapons of mass destruction. So I'm wondering if that isn't the power of conservative talk radio. 349-1320, Ed in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, Ed.
Well, I think for the most part, I'm a person who reads mostly the Sunday papers, and I read the Chronicle as well as the Bee, and I get my news to the Internet as well as on radio and television. I try to get at least a balance of what's really going on. But at the same time, I think what's happening right now is the way the war is going right now in Iraq, and there is a civil war right now that's, you know, going on, that I think maybe the poll is a result of people are trying to assert and believe, well, you know, we had to go in there because there were weapons of mass destruction. We didn't go in there and not in vain for the most part, but I think these...
In other words, they have a need, are you saying that what they have a need for is to justify something so hideous that if they saw the truth of it, they couldn't handle it, so they've got to concoct in their minds that in fact there were weapons of mass destruction?
Exactly. That's the way I look at it, and it's kind of like, you know, the foreign defense minister 3 years ago in Iraq, when he was being interviewed by the world press, said, we're not being invaded, our city is not being invaded in Baghdad, you have all the troops coming in, right? It's the same thing. You know,
are we also getting dumber in this last year? Yes. Do we get more stupid?
I think we are. We're not knowledgeable about what's really going on in terms of our government's foreign policy and how it affects governments as well as the people of those countries in the world. You know, that's why we had this anti-Americanism as well as an anti-Westernism in that order. And it won't surprise me if we have another September 11th again. And then it's kind of like, who's going to be at fault then? Are we going to blame the Democrats? Are we going to blame the Republicans?
Well, wait a minute. But what are you saying about 9/11? We are not. The possibility that we're going to be the target of terrorist activities doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think that's always out there.
Well, yeah.
But what does this have to do with this survey that thinks half of the U.S. believes that there were weapons of mass destruction?
Well, it's the belief that maybe the people are thinking, yeah, but maybe we could have been attacked. That's probably what the people are thinking. I think, for the most part, the UN, you know, as well as the Iraqi inspectors, did their part in saying, yeah, that there were no, you know, weapons of mass destruction. The only thing that Saddam Hussein had were chemical weapons, you know, for the most part, which he used on the Kurds. That's it.
Yeah, but that was all dissipated by the time the inspectors came in, or they were dissipated on their watch. So there were never weapons of mass destruction. There weren't. Ed, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Jackie in Vacaville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, you're exactly right about why people are believing it. It is it's the talking heads on the radio, it's the blogs, the website. They've been, you know, Santorum, came up with denuded, you know, empty
Santorum
shells.
Is trailing in the polls. So Santorum, if he's history, it won't be a moment too
history,
soon.
He's history, absolutely. But he's saying what these people want to hear. And the people that listen to some of these stations and listen to Fox, they don't listen to anything else. And if you go on the websites from the Republicans, it's like number three on the list. Yes, we found weapons of mass destruction, and here they are. Here's the proof. There's nothing. They're denuded shells from, you know, 15, 18 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to say something that I don't think anybody has the courage to say.
Okay.
I think that if you are among the people who believe this, and all you can do is listen to conservative talk radio, and you are conservative, I think right away we have to deduct IQ points for you. Because I think you're too dumb to breathe. I think that is...
Absolutely.
I mean, forget calling people the socially acceptable name of conservatives, which they're not... Real conservatives we like. But these are people who hate other people, and they're using the socially acceptable label of conservative. I think that these people who believe this propaganda are simply, you know, if they have IQs at all, they're hovering at room temperature.
Well, you said it. They're simple. They're simple-minded. They have simple beliefs. They only listen to people who spout what they want to hear, and they don't look at any other. They don't look at truth. Truth doesn't matter to them. Nothing matters except what comes down from their authority figures. Like that book that what's his name just wrote about the authority figures?
Which book?
You know, the Nixon's guy, John Dean.
Oh, John Dean, Without Conscience?
About the authority figures, that's where the core conservatism, you know, he wanted to find out how did the tide change, how did it happen to his party? He's a Republican. And as he started going through, he found those studies that were done that it's, you know, and it's taken time to do it, 20, 24 years, but these are people who are, they glob onto an authoritative figure. That person tells them what to say, what to think, what to do, what to feel, and they just do it. They blindly follow. There's nothing that anyone can do, no truth, no facts. Nothing will change their mind. That's why these people are still, you know, we were in Sacramento the other day picketing about the war, and people were driving by. Is great, you know, and we couldn't believe it. I mean,
that's because the only thing they know about war is the only thing that Cheney knows about war. He maybe saw it in a few movies, but they've never had to actually be in it. Jackie, I thank you very much for the call. I think you made an excellent point. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Let's head over to Ken in Orangevale. Hi, Ken. You're live with Enid at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi.
I have a question.
Ken, I'm going to spell my name, E-N-I-D.
Yeah, E-N-I-D, Enid, right. I'm sorry, I have a cold, so it's just a little muffled. But I have a question directly for you, and it's kind of a generational question, because I'm 32, and I'm kind of the tail end of the Gen X generation. You look at what's going on in the federal government, you look at what's going on in the state houses, you look at Congress, and this is dominated by the baby boom generation now. What's your perspective on what the hell's happened to your generation between, say, the 60s and now? My generation's at a total loss to explain why you guys have done what you've done in regards to coming into
power. Oh, well, don't let me in that group, but I can't explain, I cannot explain any of it. And I cannot explain, I have nothing but some theories as to why half the U.S. believes that Iraq had WMDs. But you are asking the question, what specifically question are you asking?
Well, what is it in the baby boomer psyche that allows for them to rule from an authoritarian point that they're not
It's not any generation. It's about whether you see things in black and white or whether you see things in complexity. If you see things in terms of complexity, you are more likely to be a liberal or a progressive. If all you can see is the black and white, you are more likely to be a conservative.
Well, and knowing U.S. history the way I do, though, there's never been a generation that's come into power that's been so inept at actually working democracy, knowing how it functions, trying to pass it on to another generation. It just seems like it's the ball being dropped.
Well, you are painting with too broad a brush. I think you have to be more specific about this. Was Bill Clinton not effective as a leader?
Well, he was, but again, I kind of lump him into the same.
And he's in a baby boom generation. He certainly was a far more effective leader. Certainly had a grasp of detail and policy that escapes this dope who's in the White House now. You cannot say that everybody in George Bush's age group
group is like George Bush. You cannot make that generalization.
I'm just wondering why this particular generation, when given the keys to power, has chosen to do what it's done. And I'm trying to look at it from a
different perspective. Well, the only thing I can say is, what is Tom Brokaw, what do those guys all call the World War II generation? They call it the greatest generation. These are people who came out of the Depression, who
right.
rolled up their sleeves, people
right.
who were so impoverished. The country was so poor.
Right.
And that we went to war in World War II. And those, you know, and then following World War II was this great post-war boom, a lot of prosperity. People who were so impoverished before now had so much more. And maybe they spoiled their children, and this is what you have as a result of it. That's the only thing I can think of,
Kenan.
That's
the best thing I can think of as well.
Yeah, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-2620. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight right around 58. On our weather, no precipitation, though tomorrow highs around 97. We are at 91 here in the River City. Our traffic's looking pretty good. I say that because, you know, I'm hopeful. Although we do have Watt Avenue on Don Julio Boulevard, and it's said that way. A hit and run, no injuries. Arden Way at Bell Street. Two vehicles got into it there in Madison Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard. Our hit and run has been cleaned up there, although there's glass all over the roadway, so try to stay clear of that as well. Back with more Enid Live now. You need to log on to 1320leftchannel.com. It's where you can express some feedback, email Enid, Scott and Sims, everything that we have going on here. I'm Lisa West, traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Baskin Robbins and Toad.
New rule. No more whining about the French. At least they're standing up to the Bush administration, which is more than I can say for the Democrats. And by the way, it doesn't make me un-American to say I'd rather live in Paris than in places where cheese only comes in individually wrapped slices. New rule. Secretary Ridge, we know you're running this huge Orwellian organization. There's no need to rub our face in it. New rule. No gay fraternities. Apparently there are now dozens of them. Why bother? If you're gay, you already have a much better way of bonding with another man than the chug-a-lug. A dirty show this week. Oh, boy.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot. Whew. Got him. Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christy Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry. Whoa! It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. And left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hot as the blue shoots up to the stony ground. There's no room.
4:54 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7. We're talking about this amazing statistic where half of us believe that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and this is up from 36% a year ago. I don't understand why. Milo in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, hello. Am I on the radio now?
You are. Welcome, Milo.
Okay, thank you for having me. But anyway, let me just say this. I travel a lot. I've driven all over the country, and when you're driving along by yourself, you listen to your radio. Everywhere you go, north, south, east, and west, there is nothing but right-wing propaganda. Don't call it conservative. That's giving it an honorable label. Just right-wing wacko radio talk. And no place except Sacramento. When I drove through Denver, I happened to hear Al... what's his name, Al Franken?
Al Franken. They do have an Air America station, but they didn't have it when I was there. We sort of helped to create the audience for Air America, and then our station was abruptly put up for sale, and that was the end of it. But Air America was a happy beneficiary of what we did there. But you're right, there's not...
It's at least 90% of talk radio is just strictly right-wing, and it's not even sensible, intelligent right-wing or conservative. It's just name-calling and abuse and et cetera and et cetera. And coupled with the fact that the average American is not very sophisticated politically, that gives you your answer.
I also think that when you are hearing it from the media, you give it an authority that it may not deserve. So you're hearing it from the radio, and you hear it consistently from all across the dial, so you think that this must be true when it's not true.
And especially if you aren't very smart. Now, in the 2004 election, the votes for Kerry correlated with, I believe the Bee had a big article about that, with a level of intelligence. Like, for example, the more education you had, the more likely you were to vote for Kerry, and the less education you had, the more likely your vote to Bush. And if you throw in somebody like myself with a political science major, I'm almost willing to bet it was 80-20. Anybody, individual, I'm exaggerating.
I never saw that, but I have to say that if you were easily bamboozled by Dickey, you didn't even have an IQ hovering at room temperature. I really thought he was so transparent, but I guess he wasn't to a lot of voters.
Well, again, it's sad, and again, remember, our army is.
TN20 Sacramento's left channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Left channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The Fed says enough already. After 17 consecutive rate hikes, it sees economic growth and inflation moderating, so it's taking a pause. The benchmark federal funds rate remains at 5.25%.
Borrowers are cheering this news. People who were looking for a loan or small businesses looking for a loan don't have to deal with yet another interest rate hike, something we've been dealing with now for the past 2 years.
CBS business reporter Alexis Christophorus. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wachovia.
I think it's very good for home builders, home buyers, consumers in general, because they're not going to feel rushed to make decisions to beat another interest rate increase.
Some reassurance today from the Energy Department. It says BP's Alaska oil field might not have to be shut down completely, and Saudi Arabia and Mexico have pledged to make up any production shortfall. Federal authorities say poor maintenance got BP into this mess. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson has that.
U.S. officials confirmed that, incredibly, BP hadn't inspected its rusty pipeline in 16 years. The government's pipeline safety expert, Thomas Barrett, said BP wasn't doing its job.
The industry standard of care would normally, you would see much more frequent inspections, much more cleaning of the lines, much more active maintenance processes in place.
In a statement, BP repeated its apologies for the fiasco and said its priorities are to minimize impact on the environment and get back online as soon as it's safely possible.
At the UN, more public debate and closed-door discussions about a ceasefire resolution for Lebanon. Tariq Mitri, the Lebanese foreign minister, told reporters he's fighting to change the language.
Cessation of hostilities means the end of military operations. Not just the end of offensive military operations, especially in the view of the fact that Israel's distinction between what is offensive and defensive is, to say the least, unconvincing.
Israel seems poised to expand military action. The general in charge of operations in South Lebanon has been replaced with a man who has a reputation for toughness. The polls just closed in Connecticut, where Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman's support of the war in Iraq could cost him his party's nomination for another term. If he loses tonight, Lieberman might run as an independent. NFL team owners have chosen Roger Goodell to succeed Commissioner Paul Tagliabue. As the NFL's chief operating officer, Goodell has been Tagliabue's right-hand man. Not tomorrow morning, but soon, the so-called morning-after contraceptive pill might be available without a prescription. Carol Cox of Bar Pharmaceuticals says they'll amend their application to the Food and Drug Administration so sales would be limited to women 18 and older.
We're committed to getting this in within the next 2 weeks, and the FDA has let us know that they intend to respond in a fast manner, so I think it should be in the relative short term.
On Wall Street, stocks fell 45 points for the Dow to 11,173. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff! With the high price of gas, who wants to spend more for premium? Well, you may not have to. Just pick up some Tecron fuel injector cleaner from your local Napa Auto Parts store. It can help clean carbon deposit buildup in your engine, which reduces engine pings and your need for higher octane gas. Plus, a cleaner engine means better mileage. And now with Napa, when you buy one bottle of Tecron for just $6.99, you get a second bottle free after mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the right way to stop them is
with Barracuda Network, Spam, Spyware, and IM Firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
It's been a quiet hurricane season up till now, and CBS News correspondent Peter King reports forecasters have revised their predictions.
12 to 15 named storms, 7 to 9 hurricanes, 3 to 4 majors, all down a notch from preseason predictions. And NOAA's lead hurricane forecaster Jerry Bell says, while it's still going to be an above-average season,
the possibility of an extremely active season such as we saw the last year is greatly reduced.
Only 3 named storms so far this season after 9 at this stage last year, but people are being told not to get a false sense of security.
It's not a time for complacency.
FEMA Director David Paulison.
It only takes one hurricane to give you a very bad day, like we learned in 1992 when Hurricane Andrew came through. That was the only hurricane we had that year.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Police in Sumter, South Carolina say a man was robbed at gunpoint by a boy on a bike. The victim handed over $60. The suspect is 11 years old. In addition to armed robbery and gun violations, he's also charged with possession of the marijuana he bought with the money. I'm Bill.
Looking to get your place.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
We'll be right back.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:06, 6 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can, your homework assignment, remember, is to tell three to five of your friends every day that there is lively, intriguing, compelling talk radio on the AM dial, because I think a lot of people don't know, and specifically tell them about Enid Live. And let me tell you what we have coming up tomorrow. If all goes well, we're going to be joined by Bill Buford. And why he's interesting is that he is a well-respected writer for the New Yorker magazine. And what he did something really interesting. He apprenticed himself, he made himself into a slave to Molto Mario, Mario Batali, who has a fancy restaurant in New York called Babbo. And the subtitle of the book, it's called Heat. Bill Buford did a book called Heat, An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and Apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany. So he's been into a lot of these kitchens. And the book is high up on the New York Times bestseller list. And I thumbed through it and I thought, you know, this is really fascinating. I hope he can join us. And yes, he's going to, if all goes well, tomorrow in our 4 o'clock hour. So that's coming up. And if all goes well, Lawrence Wright, who has written about 9/11 and new revelations about Al-Qaeda, will be joining us in mid-August. And that book is getting a lot of positive comment, too, and some very good reviews from the New York Times. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. You can go to our website because we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and all calls to Enid Live are toll-free. So if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320. We have been talking about many, many things. I'll reprise some of what we've been discussing, new revelations about Doolittle. I hope the Charlie Brown campaign can step on the gas with him. If you are a conservative Republican and you're going to vote for him again, I'd like to know why. And if you're a Republican who voted for him in the past and are not voting for him in the next election, I'd like to know why as well. We have also been talking about names for the ARCO Arena if it ever gets built, which I hope it never does. One of you just emailed me that it would bring the shops and everything. It would be just make this so world-class to have that dopey arena where it is. I don't think the ARCO didn't make us world-class. I don't think the new one is going to do the same either. If you want to be world-class, try inventing something. We are seventh on the list of the most stolen cars in America, places where your car could get stolen. Maybe because of that meth trail that leads down through the valley to Stockton and Modesto and Visalia and Fresno and onward to San Diego. But we're not anywhere on the list of all those California towns that are the most inventive, as gauged by the number of patents that are applied for from people living in those areas. And that's the Wall Street Journal. We're also talking about the fact that fully half of us, in the most recent Harris poll, this is so astonishing to me, I don't even know where to begin. In the most recent Harris poll, 50% of us believe that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And it's up from 36% a year ago. So as the time goes by, when more and more revelations occur and we realize there were never any weapons of mass destruction, and even the White House admits that, it doesn't matter. 50% of us don't want to believe it. 50% of us, and the term that's used, independent of reality. There you go. The term that the researcher uses, these people are, quote, living independent of reality. A very charitable way of putting it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tony in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes, I wanted to talk a little bit about Charlie Brown and Doolittle. Doolittle is one of the worst representatives in the entire Congress.
And one of the most corrupt. And in today's B, if you saw the cartoon, you got these huge dominoes and Doolittle's in the middle. One of dominoes named Abramoff, one's named Delay, one's named Ney, and they are all about to crunch him. And on the other side, Cunningham and Wilkes. But, you know, he's still standing and he could win.
I don't understand why people in the foothills, many of whom call themselves libertarians, Republicans, and so forth, can support him when he's a big government, almost a fascist Republican. Charlie Brown is really a breath of fresh air, and I and a lot of other people are volunteering for his campaign. I went to a volunteers meeting last Saturday. And there, of maybe 30 or 40 people there was not one person that I could see under the age of 40. And I think that...
So what does this tell us? Is it that only older people are engaged in politics? Only older people have the time to volunteer? Everybody else is busy with family?
On a Saturday, I don't think that's true. I think many younger people... But I was told by one of his staffers that at least young people in that district just are not interested. They're totally apathetic. I hope that's not true, because there's another volunteers meeting at Charlie Brown's headquarters in the old Roseville area this coming Saturday at 10 a.m., and I hope some people that listen to this program will show up and help Charlie out.
Well, we have certainly given out the website a million times, and I'll do it again, charliebrownforcongress.org. He is somebody you want to vote for, and if you can't show up to volunteer, write a check. He needs the money.
Yes, he does. Yes, for sure.
Tony, thanks very much for the info. I appreciate it. 349-1320. See, you know, who's making up the audiences for cultural events? Grey Panthers. Who's volunteering for campaigns? Grey Panthers. I mean, where is everybody else here? We want somebody else to do the heavy lifting for us. Especially, you know, like Republicans are always saying, well, you know, you want it done, you got to do it right yourself. I want to add to this conversation something that Jerry Springer said. Jerry Springer said he offered an interesting thought. News is honest most of the time, he said, but it doesn't tell the truth. Entertainment isn't necessarily honest, but it does tell the truth. I have long said, and I think it was Norman Mailer who said, facts are nothing without nuance. You can report the facts of something and you have a completely dishonest assessment, whereas some of the truest things you can find occur in fiction. Some of the truest stories are completely fabricated, but are very true in some deep, wise, universal way. So just a thought here. And there's a question that was put to newspapers. Should the newspapers clean up bad grammar? When somebody uses bad grammar, should they clean it up? I say no. Use it, quote it the way it was said. One person had a problem with the following quote. Quote, they was good friends, they killed my young'un for slam nothing, end quote. Well, that's pretty colorful language, and I'd say don't clean it up. The reporter says that cleaning up the quote would have drained authenticity from the story, in case there's any authenticity around. A Pew poll finds, in addition now, we quoted the Harris poll that tells us that a year ago, 36% of us thought that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. A year later, now, July 21, Harris poll says that 50%, it's grown by 14%, 50% of us believe that there are weapons of mass destruction. Okay, fast forward now. Another poll. More people by 50 to 34% margin, 50% to 34% margin, believe that news organizations, such as the New York Times, hurt American interests by revealing that the Bush administration's secret bank records monitoring program then believe they helped. And this is according to a new survey by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. But at the same time, an even larger majority believe that such news reports told citizens something that they should know. This appears to be contradictory. Let me give it to you again. 50%, as opposed to 34%, believe that news organizations like the New York Times hurt American interests by revealing the Bush administration's secret bank records monitoring program, then believed helped. And yet, an even greater majority believes that it was something that citizens needed to know. Now, where would you get that sentence? That this monitoring program, which we all knew was going on even before it was revealed by the New York Times, because in many ways the White House already admitted to it. The right-wing spin on it was that this hurt America by it being revealed, that the editor of the New York Times should be sent off to the pokey for treason, that he should be sentenced to life in jail. This is all right-wing propaganda. This is all the result of conservative talk radio, I think. I think it has a lot to do with it. Just like conservative talk radio pounds day in and day out that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. So if you think that radio, as under the radar as it is, because there aren't radio columnists and you don't hear people talking about radio this or radio that as much as you do about television and iPods and computers and e this and e that. If you don't think that radio and specifically propaganda, conservative talk radio, and I think about 99.9% of conservative talk radio is propaganda, if you don't think it has an effect, then look at these two statistics and tell me what you think. Of a country where 50% of us, in spite of all the overwhelming evidence to the contrary, believe that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Is it that we needed to have a reason for going to war? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And here is a new poll that tells us. Now, here's what's also going on. And I think this is what makes everything so dangerous. When you have the Pentagon Papers, you have people with moral principles leaking information to publications like the New York Times and I think the Washington Post. And we would never have had Watergate, and we wouldn't have had a lot of other things going on if those people hadn't leaked. And what this administration is doing, it's tightening the noose on all forms of information coming out. It is the most secretive administration ever. And if you leak something, they're going to go after you. They're going after this little 24-year-old in San Francisco. This is based on precedent that I think came out of the Bush administration. This kid had some videotape of some incident that happened, and he won't give up his videotape using a reporter's prerogative not to, you know. And they're going to jail him for up to a year, it looks like. So if you leak, even in matters where it is very important for us to know what horrible chicanery the government is imposing on us, the government is threatening to jail reporters in a way that has never been done in the past. So here you have, and this is, I think, directly tied to conservative talk radio, 50% to 34 believe that news organizations like the New York Times hurt America by revealing the Bush administration's secret bank records monitoring program. I think they think that America was hurt when it was revealed that the NSA is monitoring our phone calls, our email traffic. And here's what's also interesting about that story, the NSA story, if this is unbelievable. The demand for electricity to operate its expanding intelligence systems has left the NSA, the National Security Agency, this high-tech eavesdropping agency, on the verge of exceeding its power supply, the lifeblood of its sprawling 350-acre Fort Meade, Maryland headquarters. This is according to current and former intelligence officials. And it's risking electrical overload. Ha! Can you believe that? It is absolutely risking electrical overload because it's so busy monitoring everything that we have to say, 99.9% of which I think is innocuous. Jim, in Rockford, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid.
Hey.
Second week back from vacation. How you doing?
I could use another vacation.
Someday, would you tell the audience, not now, but someday talk about your past. I'd like to know where you came from, what you've done before you came to Sacramento, and you probably talked about it before, but I'd like to know. But anyway,
okay.
The masses are uneducated. The people that get their news from sound bites, which is the instant thing that we have today, are gonna be slanted. You tell a lie enough times, it's proven fact, people begin to believe it. Not only do they think that there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but they don't realize that there were weapons inspectors in Iraq, and Bush told them to get out. They've made it seem like that Saddam Hussein wouldn't let them in. They were there, but most people don't know that.
Well, they wanted to sell this war, and this is the way this is what they use, and that's why they were so willing to out Joseph Wilson's wife, Valerie Plame, because they thought that by him writing the op-ed piece that he wrote in the New York Times, it would cause such a stir that they would be exposed as liars and that there would be huge sentiment not to go to war. But, in fact, it had no effect whatsoever.
Had no effect whatsoever. And I'll tell you something. Your earlier caller before the break at the top of the hour,
uh-huh,
he was talking about traveling around a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm a crafter. I do art shows and I do craft shows and I travel all around the West and I do a lot of desolate highways.
Okay.
And when you're out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm not a real music guy, so I like to listen to talk radio. When you're in the middle of Highway 50, in the middle of Utah or Nevada, or going south on 95, there's three things you can always get on the radio. Spanish, right-wing, and religious. You may not be able to get anything else on the radio, but those three things come in loud and clear. And the major part of the public, that's what they're exposed to. They're not exposed to anything else. When you get your news, if you want to make the best judgment call on what's the truth, you better consider as many sources as possible. I read the Internet, I read blogs, I read the newspaper, I listen to the radio, and I listen to right and left wing just so I can hear it all. And maybe, just maybe, I can get the truth.
Well, I want to say something. This is why it's really important. I think, first of all, in Sacramento, we're really lucky that we have more than we have a place where you can, a couple of places actually, where you can get progressive talk. It's very important that you support AM 1320. Otherwise, then all you have is just the big monster conservative talk operations that suck up the air all over the country and put out all of this ridiculous information that people who are a little shaky on what reality they're living in believe, and it affects elections, and it affects, I think it has to do, one of the factors why there is no outrage.
One of the things I do in it, one of the things I do when I'm going on the road,
yeah,
I go up on the website for Air America, and I find out what channels are possibly available where I'm going to go, just so I have another option.
Well, tell your friends, though. I think a lot of people don't know that we are here. We're very new, and we are, you know, getting traction in a very overpopulated broadcast environment is never an easy thing to do, and particularly the lore, what people like to say is that there is liberal talk cannot succeed, and that's not true.
That's not true, and I'll tell you, give you a little marketing insight, Enid, real quick. Bumper stickers are cheap. Start making them and selling them.
Do you think people really want to sully their cars with bumper stickers?
I do. People are afraid to do it anymore, but I'd be more than willing to put a left channel sticker on my car.
Okay. Well, we'll float the idea, and I thank you very much for the call.
Bye-bye.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. John in Elk Grove, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, John.
Hi. Basically, you know what? I think people that from other countries that have been to the world and experienced a third world poverty, they seem to see the world more gray rather than black and white. I think most people that grew up here and born here didn't have experience for the outside too much, and they don't have the exposure to many of the hardship of the other country. So mainly they tend to see everything black and white. And then, like the other gentleman added, that is true, that when people only exposed to those kind of talk radio, really hard to really weave them out of the other side.
Well, I think if you're only getting one side of the story and it's being presented to you as the factual side of the story, and you're not doing a lot of reading and you're not of a curious mentality, you take it and you run with it, and that's what you want to believe anyway. They're telling you what you want to believe. They're making it up as they're spinning it out because they have a sense of what you want to believe, and then you wind up believing it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, if some of the people that, you know, basically kind of challenge what Russia's saying all the time without just letting, you know, run with it. A lot of time, every time they listen to him, kind of think of it, you know, does it sound logical? If it doesn't sound logical, that means he made it up.
Well, I wonder if there's a website that counters his lies. There must be one somewhere where somebody's monitoring his programs and calling him on his lies. Not that his audience particularly wants to hear it or will even believe that website. But, John, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, Enid, I just want to mention, though, really quick that, you know what, we do get a lot of phone calls, and sometimes I work at the front desk, people wanting bumper stickers, but magnets. Magnets, absolutely.
Like refrigerator magnets?
Of course. I have two or three from, you know, our surrounding radio stations in the building on the back of my car. But you know what? I'm not afraid to put bumper stickers on the back of my car. Mine is plastered. Yeah, but I have 1320 right there at the top.
Oh, good.
Anyway, lows tonight right around 58. Highs 92, 93. We are at 92, maybe 93, fluctuating. 97 for tomorrow. Our traffic southbound 99 there at Fruit Ridge Road. We do have another accident. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. And also eastbound 50, just east of Stockton Boulevard, a vehicle is in the middle of the roadway. Back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's left channel. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Well, today didn't exactly go according to Hoyle. Stocks fell after the Federal Reserve announced its decision to pause in its interest rate tightening cycle, but left open the possibility of more hikes going forward. Investors have been concerned that the Fed may raise rates too aggressively as it seeks to keep inflation under control. While the Fed's decision to pause has lowered the chances of a recession, which would be bad for stocks naturally, investors are still worried about a less slowdown in economic growth. And, well, on that news today, the market after having been up about 50 points, well, the Dow closed down 46 to 11,173. NASDAQ, they didn't do any better. They were down 11 at 2060. Looking at a couple stocks in the news today, Sprint Nextel said it will invest as much as $3 billion in a new high-speed wireless data network. The company said it will spend $1 billion next year and $2 billion in 2008. It will order equipment from Motorola and South Korea's Samsung Electronics. Sprint is the first major phone company to announce it would build a network based on WiMAX, a standard that Intel is trying to commercialize to increase its use in chips for wireless access. WiMAX broadcasts internet signals up to 30 miles, offering the potential for consumers to connect anywhere in the city. And on that news today, Sprint Nextel dropped 31 cents to 16.63, while Intel was pretty flat, up just 2 cents to 17.34. Boy, I wish I had this news yesterday. Texas Pacific Group agreed to buy Alaris International for $1.7 billion, betting the aluminum recycler will weather increases in energy costs that are hurting conventional metal smelters. The purchase is the Texas Pacific Group's first in the metal industry. And on that news, Alaris International Day was up $11.40 to $52.85. Bonds, well, after the Fed report, they held very steady today with the 30-year long bond unchanged at 5.01%. Oil, after hitting an all-time record high, ended up closing down 53 cents to $76.45 a barrel, and gold added $3.50 to $659.50 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
New rule. If you really want freedom, don't cheapen the word by using it to describe potatoes. Yeah. Ohio Representative Bob Ney found time in what must be a hectic schedule to rename French fries Freedom Fries, leading the French to rename American cheese Bob Ney. New rule. If you are the president, you have to have stuff on your desk. You just do. It makes us feel better. It's just... New rule. Let Tony Blair do the talking. Now, I say this sympathetically to Mr. President. You don't need to be doing the speechifying. You're like the Clint Eastwood character in a Western, the tough guy who doesn't say much. Tony Blair, he's the gay English character actor. Let him come in and lay the pipe. Plus, he's British. It just sounds smarter.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 529 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A couple of things. We're talking about these astonishing figures, which I will repeat in just a moment. But Linda Deutsch, who is an amazing and legendary crime writer, is a... She covered the Ted Kaczynski trial, and she's just well known. She's an AP reporter, special correspondent. She's reporting with the Los Angeles Dateline that authorities have refused to release video and audio tapes of Mel Gibson's drunken driving arrest, saying that the material is part of a, quote, investigatory file and exempt from the California Public Records Act. An internet news site, TMZ, the one that originally broke the story about Mel Gibson, had asked Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca for tapes of the incident in which Gibson launched into an obscenity-laced anti-Semitic tirade. The records that you have requested are records of the investigation and part of the investigatory file in this matter, replied the principal deputy for the county council's office, and as such, they must remain sealed. The letter listed basic facts about the arrest but made no mention of Gibson's anti-Semitic remarks at the deputy who pulled him over on the PCH Pacific Coast Highway. The actor-director was arrested July 28 after he was stopped shortly after 2:30 in the morning for traveling 87 miles an hour in a 45 per hour zone. Now, this is what's interesting, because they put special charges when you're exceeding the speed limit like this that make your situation a felony situation and mean that you have to do jail time, and they did not do this for Mel Gibson. So I think in every way he has gotten special treatment, and you may want to comment on that. The act, Gibson charged with misdemeanor, drunken driving, and having an open container of alcohol in his car, is scheduled to be arraigned September 28, and because it's a misdemeanor, I don't think he's got to be there. TMZ, the website, argued that the tapes of the arrest should be seen and heard by the public to assess whether the L.A. County Sheriff's Department gave Gibson preferential treatment. But they're so busy giving him preferential treatment by not making these records public that we are never going to know. No decision has been made on whether to pursue further legal action. The website's attorney said, I guess they're going to wait and see how the case plays out to see whether they're going to sue to have access to unseal those documents. Questions have been raised about the fact that a sheriff's department spokesperson initially said that Mel Gibson had been arrested without incident and made no mention of what Gibson himself later called his belligerent and despicable behavior. The arresting deputy's initial written report, which contained Gibson's controversial statements, was also ordered modified and the comments placed in a supplemental report. So we should all get the same kind of wonderful preferential treatment that Mel Gibson has received. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And these pictures of him, he's losing his hair. He's not, you know, when his publicity photos, they doctor that up. They spray that stuff. You ever cruise around the infomercials at like 4 o'clock in the morning? If you've got a bald spot, you can spray that stuff in your bald spot. It's like flocking. So then you look like about 55 Chevy by the time you're finished. So you think that nobody notices you've got this odd flocking shoe polishy thing on the back of your head that's supposed to hide your bald spot? Well, I think that was what they must use for Mel Gibson. Janet Jackson, for whom we can thank, we broadcasters can thank for being dinged $325,000 every time we utter an obscenity, and we don't know what that obscenity would consist of. It's not one of the seven words that we all know we're not supposed to say on the air. Janet Jackson, you will recall for her wardrobe malfunction, otherwise known as Nipplegate or a bra-ha-ha, as opposed to a brouhaha. And the ha-ha-ha is on us because she's now posing topless for a magazine. She's 40, newly svelte after losing 60 pounds. Well, I bet she didn't do that on a diet. It sounds like gastric bypass territory to me, but what do I know? She appears on the cover of Vibe magazine wearing a skimpy bikini bottom and a necklace made of large, very large shells. Her right arm covers her breasts. Will she ever stop posing for sexy photos? Of course, she says, when I'm 80, that's when I'm going to call it quits. So you actually never saw anything in that bra-ha-ha, the Nipplegate, the wardrobe malfunction on the Super Bowl. Nobody saw anything, but it caused such an outcry about obscenity that a push was on. So that in every way, free speech is being chilled in this country. Now we don't know what we can say that can get us in the soup, that will cost us $325,000 if we should say it. So people are kind of holding back, I think. And if you should leak important information, if you're a whistleblower on behalf of the public, this administration, the most secretive in history, will threaten you with treason and threaten you with very serious prison time. So in every way, we have a chilling effect going on, and I don't think people are realizing it because it's too hot out, so nobody feels very chilled. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and every time you pick up the newspaper, it's another plague being visited upon us. Fish are dying mysteriously, and the only thing that's happened, that hasn't happened yet, are that dead frogs are not being raining down on us from the skies, but in every other way, there's all kinds of environmental tragedy going on. We have this hideous administration. 50%, we are so dumb that 50% of us believe, up from 36% only a year ago, that there were weapons of mass destruction because these people are sucking up conservative talk radio and thinking that what they're getting is the truth. And what they're getting is stuff that's made up, because all conservative talk radio cares about doing is increasing its ratings. It's a business. And it thinks that it can do that by acting as an excretory organ for the Republican Party. And a new Pew poll finds that Americans, by a margin of 34% to 50%, believe that news organizations like the New York Times hurt American interests by revealing the Bush administration's secret bank records monitoring program. At the same time, however, an even larger majority believe such news reports did tell citizens something that they should know. 65% believe that the coverage told American people something they should know, but at the same time, 50% believe that it hurt Americans' interest to let that out. So we are in favor of more secrecy, I guess. We think that's okay. We think this crowd knows what they're doing when they don't. And you've got these people who are furious at the administration because of the war, but it's very likely Doolittle, well, I hope it's not very likely, but Doolittle could get reelected. A man who is up to his eyeballs in corruption. The dominoes are falling and they can't fall fast enough as far as I'm concerned. One of the things that we know is that attitude isn't everything, but it's close. They've done research, and if you are optimistic, which I'm not very optimistic about this administration or this country, so I don't know where you want to put me in this category. If you're optimistic, you will live longer. If you're hostile, you don't live as long. Even if the cliche is often honored in the breach, employees really are an organization's most important asset. Every company has access to the same physical resources. Today, technology is basically a commodity. And thanks to the Internet and overnight shipping, location is substantially less important than it once was. That leaves workers as the only true source of competitive advantage. What separates one company's employees from another? A series of coming books say that once you get past intellectual horsepower and experience, the difference is attitude. Attitude. It makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference in the workplace. It makes a huge difference in where you want to shop. You know, I think Nordstrom realized that a long time ago. Attitude makes a big difference. You walk into that place. I never find anything that I like there, but I love their attitude. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and I don't like the attitude of this administration. Mark in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, attitude will determine your longitude, that is for sure. And another thing, hey, I want to thank you for the tickets. I picked them up this afternoon.
What did you win tickets for?
Oh, let's see, the Village People.
Oh, congratulations. You're going to have to report back and tell us how good the concert was.
Will do. Hey, listen, I think the bumper sticker would be good. I'm stuck in massive traffic here on I-80, so a lot of people get to take a look at my rear end.
They could read your license plate? Okay. All right. I'm going to put it out there and see how many of you think we should be putting up bumper stickers, because the attitude around here is that they're one of those promotional tchotchkes that people spend money on and nobody wants to sully their cars with. And I'm just wondering how many of you would put our bumper sticker on your car if we had one. Why don't you make a sign, a 1320 left channel sign, and put it in your back window? Put it in your rear window.
You know something? I came down to your station looking for a bumper sticker. That's the only thing that I didn't get that I wanted to get. But
we don't have them. That's why you didn't get it.
I know. But anyway, hey, you do an excellent job, and have people take their heads out of the sand and realize what's really going on.
All right, Mike. Thank you for the call.
Vote, folks. Vote.
Yes, and vote the weasels out. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left. With Lisa West.
That's right. Vote, and drive correctly while you're doing it, okay? Because I don't want your traffic on the day we have to go vote to look like this. South Bend I-5 just north of J Street. We do have a little bit of a fender bender. Actually, three cars got into it. Our emergency vehicles are there, but no injuries, so it's nice to go around. Watt Avenue at Don Julio Boulevard, and yet and run no injuries. Once again, that's my third Don Julio on Watt Avenue fender bender. Westbound I-80 at Placer Hills Road. I'm telling you about this because it is slowing traffic down near 5 to 10, almost even to a stop. Eastbound 50 just west of Cambridge as well. There's two cars that got into it there. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com. You can get extended traffic and weather and find out what Eden's going on throughout the week. I'm Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Eden Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sims.
To understand it.
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I was in the water before I knew what happened. I reached up to stop an or two from going overboard. The next thing I knew, I was overboard too. Watching my boat, there was nothing I could do to avoid being hit. The first time the propeller cut through my back. The second time, it cut my hand and arm. A moment of operator inattention, a lifetime of can't forget. Because I survived, I can tell you how important it is to be responsible on your boat. Visit BoatSmarter.com and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
New rule. Get the Ashton Kutcher Demi Moore breakup over now. Let's just pretend we've already printed those issues of Us Weekly and People read them and thrown them away. And while we're at it, let's also pretend we've already heard Joe Lieberman drop out. New rule. In an all-volunteer army, there can be no such thing as a conscientious objector. Marine Stephen Funk says he shouldn't have to go to Iraq because he just joined the Marines to, quote, learn new things and meet new people. That's like joining the Beach Boys and then announcing you're not going to play that stupid surf music. We need Saddam Hussein's head. Stop talking about his DNA. Nobody made a movie called Bring Me the DNA of Alfredo Garcia. Traumatized Iraqis need to see the head on a pole in the center of Baghdad, or as it's now called, the Galleria at Halliburton Square.
Laughing at the truth.
AM 1320.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:43 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're getting a lot of requests for bumper stickers, so if you really want them, let us know, and we will make a case to the authorities here in charge of bumper stickerdom and see if we can get them. I mean, do people really want to put these things on their cars? Do you think your car got keyed if you have a 1320 bumper sticker on it by angry Republicans who are so dumb they think that 50% of Americans believe that there were weapons of mass destruction? Do you really want? All right, if you want them, you tell us what you want to help get the word out about AM 1320 to counter Republican talk. Conservative talk that spews nothing but lies and more lies and fabrications and fantasies and you name it. If you would like some stuff from AM 1320, let us know what would be useful. I think one of the things that would be useful are Post-its, because we all use them and it's right in front of us. I like Post-its a lot. I think the cost is reasonable on Post-its. But tell us what you want to help you get the word out, to help you spread the word. What tools do you need to help spread the word about AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel? Is a t-shirt the answer, or are we all t-shirted out? Is a bumper sticker the answer? Are you really going to put it on your, if a dozen or two dozen of you call, I don't think that's enough to have bumper stickers. But let us know, and we will get on it, because we want to give you what you need to help all of us succeed. And if we have Honest Talk Radio, I think it's a plus for the community. You want to know something? 1320, AM 1320, Enid Live is a bigger plus for this community than that ridiculous new arena. And what do you want to call that ridiculous new arena? And I got an email from one of you. What did I do with it? She says, oh, there'll be shops, there'll be this, there'll be that. You know, please. Did the old arena spawn any of that? Here it is. This is from Jeannie. Jeannie, you are wrong. Please note that with the exception of Boise, all of the 20 towns are in areas where there are a large variety of cultural activities. Yes! I don't think a lot of those places have arenas, though. Bring the arena and the higher-end restaurants and shops downtown. We will attack high-end companies that will want to move here. You know, we already have high-end restaurants. Have you eaten in some of those restaurants downtown? They're not cheap, a lot of them. And there was a lot. There's some lofts going up, and they aren't cheap either. And they don't include parking because your goddess looked into some of those. They are kind of pricey. So a lot of pricey stuff is going up. I don't think that's it. You've got to make interesting stuff happen. And if you were sitting there thinking about how you could make Sacramento a world-class place, I would love your ideas about it. We're talking about a number of things. We're talking about Janet Jackson, who appears to have no other ideas in life other than to pose naked or near naked. She says she'll do that until she's 80 years old, getting more people into trouble with the FCC, I'm sure. 349-1320. A Pew poll, Pew, had the results that 50% of us believe that news organization telling us that, that the U.S. was secretly monitoring bank records has hurt U.S. interests. This is stuff that they got from all those dopey conservative talk radio hosts that people believe because it's in the media and they believe that this is the case. And if you need to wonder what has become of us as a country, a man was run over by three vehicles and no one stopped to help. This is in Orlando, Florida. The victim was first hit by the driver of a silver Dodge Durango. The impact left the victim's body in pieces. While the man's body was in the road, two more cars ran over the man, and no one stopped to help. So I don't know how help finally arrived, and it sounds like maybe there was no help for somebody like that. We're talking about what happens when everything is equal, strategies to help companies find new paths to innovation. Attitude is the key. If everything is equal in terms of the product that your company puts out, the intellectual horsepower that your company has got, attitude makes a big difference. Well, I don't know if all companies have the same intellectual horsepower, but it is a treat to walk into a place that has a certain intelligence and that has a certain wonderful attitude. Because remember now what we're countering in life. We are countering every kind of rage you can think of. As I have said frequently, we have more rages than Eskimos have kinds of snow. We got road rage, and we got cell phone rage, and we got air rage. And if you're stuck in traffic right now, steam is pouring out of your ears, even though we're not in three digits in terms of the temperature. Well, there's no shortage of rages. So to walk into a place that is welcoming, to do business with somebody that's got a good attitude, to deal with people who have a good attitude and who don't walk into work thinking that they're angry, that they have to come to work every day, not thinking how lucky they are even to have a job. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Attitude isn't everything, but it is apparently close. Your thoughts about this? John in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, John.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling regarding, you know, things that we're discussing about making Sacramento a world-class city. There's a book came out, I guess maybe a year or so ago, called The Decline of the Creative Class.
The Rise of the Creative Class, and it's by Richard Florida, and I referenced it earlier.
Oh, okay.
And he's talking, I've interviewed him, and he's talking about how you make a place so intriguing that companies will want to come in. And what you do is you make things so available to, let's say, young work staff, a workforce, that they want to live there. You want to have museums, and you want good shopping, and you want good restaurants, and you want good cultural events, and you want lattes available on demand, and you want lots of things like that. And when you get those people staying around an area, you have the nucleus of a workforce, and his theory is it attracts companies to come in. Is that the way? Is that basically your reading of his book?
Well, I've actually thought one of the bigger hypothesis in there was the whole idea of a culture of tolerance. One of the things that he kind of indexed was cities with a large gay population tend to attract world-class companies and stuff. And it's not necessarily that gays are intrinsically more creative people, but these cities with large gay communities there.
Well, here's what we know about conservatives. They're not usually very, well, people call themselves conservatives, maybe not real conservatives. They're not usually very tolerant. People who are on the right wing side have to see things in black and white. Shades of gray befuddle them, and they are not so tolerant. Liberals and progressives tend to be more tolerant. How would you describe Sacramento, and how would you describe Stockton? You know, you're about number one or two or three there in the stolen car hit list for cities.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Stockton is it's still, I mean, I'm originally from the Bay Area, and I, you know, I try to explain to people that if people like to look at California as north-south, it's really more like coastal and inland as far as the politics are concerned, and when you kind of go 50 to 80 miles east, you might as well be in Nebraska. Or
Why are you in Stockton from the Bay Area?
But my parents live there now, so I'm just here visiting. But anyway, I would say that I think Sacramento, you know, in the last decade or so, is becoming more of a urbane, tolerant, you know, a little more sophisticated.
Well, they're getting a lot of Bay Area refugees for one thing because the housing costs are a little bit more reasonable here, or were. And it's proposed the population explosion is proposed to be huge. There's going to be a 50% more gain in population by 2020. I think is one figure that I saw. So they are coming, and as they come, their businesses will cater and so on. So I think it's probably in motion. I don't think a stadium is going to do it. A new arena.
No, I don't. I think it's kind of being shown around the country that these big commitments to sports teams don't really do much for the local economies of the city.
Ah, there you go. Bingo. John, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Lucky Tuesday indeed. I hear a tale of a high-speed car chase going on southbound 99.
What are they running after? A new arena?
You know what?
AAM 1320 bumper stickers? What are they running after?
Well, that's interesting because the police officers are chasing, are you ready? A gray Mercedes.
That same gray Mercedes that got into trouble, you think it's the same one, or are they manufacturing these gray Mercedes that get into trouble every day?
I don't know. I'm dying to see what the serial numbers look like, though.
Oh, my God. Oh, keep us posted. We want to. What did this gray Mercedes do that they're chasing?
You know what? I haven't got that update yet, but I do know they're at a high-speed pursuit right there. So, obviously, the traffic has slowed down just a little bit. And, well, we'll be back with more Enid Live. That's pretty much all you need to know on traffic. It's fine. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
If you're looking for intense excitement, don't miss the 7th Annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp-style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Seven and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit CacheCreek.com for more details.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Miss a little,
miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Would help if I turned on my microphone, wouldn't it? 5:56 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And let me remind you, if you are just joining us, we had a photojournalist in today, Florence Lowe, from the Sacramento Bee. And guess what? Our intern, Lauren Haley, is going to be featured in the Friday edition on the scene section of the Sacramento Bee. So is that August 11th? What's the date today? Yeah, I guess it would be August 11th. I'm losing track of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren says yeah.
Yeah.
Is that going out on the air? It is. Okay. So tell us what, tell people what happened and why it was that the Sacramento Bee has been in to do a piece on you.
Well, I just saw other people wrote from other radio stations, and I'm doing the exact same thing.
They're looking for intern stories.
Yeah, they're looking for intern stories.
The Devil Wears Prada.
I started out as an intern, and now...
Live right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're going to talk about marriage in the next hour, a subject I know almost nothing about.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Gasoline prices keep rising, but the price of money is stable for now. Today, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports the Federal Reserve hit the pause button on interest rate hikes.
The Fed could have raised rates again to guard against future inflation. It admits inflation remains a risk. One member of the Fed's rate-setting panel, in fact, believed another quarter-point hike made sense. But majority rules. Rates stay put.
The message the Fed is sending is that they're more concerned about the economy potentially slowing too much than they are concerned about inflation.
Quicken Loans CEO Bill Emerson thinks one more rate hike might have slowed the economy too much. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
For people worried about tight oil supplies, some reassurance today from Energy Secretary Sam Bodman.
A complete shutdown of the Prudhoe Bay system may not be necessary.
He's talked with BP about ways to keep some production going while it replaces corroded pipelines.
I am confident that by working together, we will have the fuel that we need for families and businesses to work as well as to play this summer.
And Bodman says Saudi Arabia and Mexico have pledged to make up any shortfall from Alaska. Crude oil prices slipped 67 cents today to $76.31 a barrel. People are preoccupied with high gasoline prices, so says Wayne Hotwater, a Florida State University business professor who surveyed workers in his state.
More and more people are planning their days around
how to maximize the gas that they have in their tank.
He found people staying home more, shopping online instead of going to stores, and spending less on food and clothing so they can pay the price at the pump. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman should know soon whether his support for the war in Iraq has cost him his party support for another term. Lieberman faced a stiff challenge in today's primary from fellow Democrat Ned Lamont, who made the war the central issue in his campaign. The polls closed an hour ago. Returns are just starting to trickle in. While the U.N. Security Council debates a ceasefire resolution for Lebanon, Israel seems poised to escalate the fighting.
I'm Alan Pizzi in Haifa. Still fighting Hezbollah within artillery range of the border isn't where Israel expected to be 4 weeks into the war. Rumors are rife that the Security Cabinet will decide tomorrow whether to pour even more troops into Lebanon and seize territory right to the Litani River. In a move analysts here say is significant, the general in charge of the Northern Front has been shoved aside in favor of a more seasoned general known to be an advocate of pushing harder into Lebanon.
The Bush administration welcomes Lebanon's plan to put 15,000 troops in the south.
We think that that is an important proposal. We think that that proposal is a necessary step for peace.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick. Israeli Prime Minister Olmert called the Lebanese plan interesting, but did not change his insistence that Israeli troops remain until an international force takes over. On Wall Street, the Dow down 45 points to 11,173. The Nasdaq lost 11. This is CBS News.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
Top three reasons I'm going to need a professional installer. Number three, some things you just can't ask your buddies to help with. Number two, I only have two arms, and clearly that won't be enough. And number one, countertops are more than I want to tackle.
The Home Depot can get it installed, guaranteed, from top to bottom, inside and out, like new countertops or cabinets. Come in and just leave it to us. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. License numbers available at your local store.
Those do-it-yourself defibrillators mounted on walls in public places are reassuring, but a new study finds they might not always work when needed. CBS News correspondent John Harchie reports.
It turns out those automated external defibrillators do have their repair issues.
The chance that an AED would be recalled in any given year was 1 in 20.
At the Harvard Medical Center, Dr. William Mizell points out you have to consider the big picture. Despite the recalls and more than 300 failures when needed, these devices help non-professionals shock many thousands of heart attack victims into surviving.
The chances of you surviving a cardiac arrest are greatly enhanced by having an AED present.
Mizell says while reliability should be improved, the devices are good and should be more available. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
The German newspaper Bild reports on a researcher in Berlin who's testing a drug that eliminates short-term memory loss in mice and fruit flies. The paper calls it the world's first anti-stupidity pill. I'm Bill.
This is a
20 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the suffrage parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour four of Enid Live, the Lucky Tuesday edition of I Am Yours until 7 o'clock. So less than an hour to tie everything up. And we start at 3, so 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Just to let you know, if you are just tuning in, tomorrow we're going to be joined by Bill Buford, who is a writer for the New Yorker magazine, and he's a wonderful writer, and his latest book is called Heat, which is high up on the New York Times bestseller list. And what he did is he apprenticed himself to Molto Mario Batali, and in the kitchen, and wrote what it was like, and the book is getting sensational reviews. The subtitle is An Amateur's Adventures as Kitchen Slave, Line Cook, Pasta Maker, and Apprentice to a Dante-quoting butcher in Tuscany. So he really went to a lot of places, and he stepped on a lot of toes, and he had a lot of his toes stepped on, and it just is a fascinating book, and I love watching all that stuff on the Food Channel. I'm big into food porn. On one of these days, I'm going to have to learn how to cook. Well, I can assemble. That's my thing. I know how to assemble things. I'm not as bad as I say I am, but I'm pretty bad. 349-1320 is the number if you want to join this conversation. 866-620-61320. The numbers are always toll-free. Remember, you will be heard by more people than you're going to meet in the whole rest of your life. I want to remind you to pick up the Sacramento Bee on Friday, and you will meet our intern, Lauren Haley, one of our interns. Our other intern is Rachel Douglas, and Lauren is now part of our show, and she takes your phone calls usually when you call in, and she's helping with the research, and this is pretty remarkable. She's going to be a senior in high school, so I think that's really terrific. So they had Florence Lowe was in, who's a photojournalist. She was taking photos of Lauren and of me, and you're going to find out what really goes on here. You know, talk radio, I think, is like politics and sausage. You don't want to see how it's made. No, it's not that bad, but it's almost that bad. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been talking about a lot of serious things, and we will be talking about them again. But I want to go to marriage, a subject I have virtually no conversancy with because your goddess has never been married. I'm not sure I know why. You know what? Here's why I was never married. I know my limitations. That's all I can tell you. I just know my limitations. I don't think it's for everybody, and I'm not saying that it wouldn't be for down the line. But here is a story in the New York Times, a front page story that is about men who aren't getting married. Now, this is really intriguing because these are my observations. You have to be pretty uninterested in marriage to be a single man, because there are way more women than there are men, I think. And so if you're a man who can't find a woman, I think it's not because you're having trouble. You're looking and you're actually having trouble. And here's what they've done. Here's men who are facing middle age. They have no degree and they have no wife. Once virtually all Americans had married by their mid-40s, reports the New York Times. Now many American men without college degrees find themselves still single as they approach middle age. What the New York Times is saying is that maybe because these guys didn't go to college and finish, that's the reason that they're single. But there are a lot of men who didn't go to college and who are doing just fine. I don't think that's the reason these guys are single. I think the reason they're single is that they don't want to be married. You might think you want to be married. You know what? You might think you want to lose weight. You might think that you want to quit smoking. You might think that you want to get off crack. You might think that you want to modify your drinking. But if you don't do it, then you really don't want to do any of that stuff, I think. You may want to at some level, and then at some other level, you don't want to. And the don't, if you're not doing it, the no is bigger, is stronger than the yes. So here are these guys who are facing middle age. And remember, they can be fathers at the age of 1,000 if they live that long. They don't have a biological clock. It's just their sperm gets a little moldy, but other than that... They can have children, you know, they can be geriatric fathers. So here's a guy who's 45. He's a computer tech with 1 year of college. He spent more of his adult life securing his financial footing than he has searching for a wife, because every time he gets a good job, he gets outsourced. The job gets outsourced and, you know, he's in trouble, etc. So he's now got a little bit of job security. And he's saying, I make enough now to where sure I could get married and sure the girl would not have to work. But he worries that what that would mean for the relationship and whether he and his wife would have time together. Well, now he says you're locked into working all those hours. See, so it isn't that he can't find somebody. It's that he's got all these fears about what marriage would be. And then here's another guy who's 40. He's a high school graduate, a construction foreman in Wisconsin. He said he dated several women at a time when he was younger. But having lived through his parents' divorce, he wants to avoid a similar fate. Well, the way to avoid divorce for sure is never to get married. That is one reason he has cautioned his girlfriend with whom he lives not to pressure him about marriage. Perhaps most significant, many men without college degrees are not marrying because the pool of women in their social circles, those without college degrees, has shrunk. And the dwindling pool of women in this category often look for a mate with more education and hence better financial prospects. Men don't marry because women, like myself, don't need to rely on them, said one woman who's a divorced mother. She's 42. And she doesn't need to get married. She's able to earn her own living. I don't know that I think that's the reason. And you can comment on this. And I think that a lot of men are staying single for a lot of reasons that have nothing to do with what level they finished, what level of schooling they had. There are a lot of guys who didn't finish school and they are married. A lot of people who did finish school and have got advanced training and are not married. So I don't think it's that. I think you want to do it or you don't want to do it. You're afraid of it or you're not afraid of it. You're cut out for it or you're not cut out for it. I think maybe it's that simple. And I don't think it has, they're correlating with educational levels, but I don't think so. And it's true. If you've been in a profession that's dicey and you're the man and you would be considered the breadwinner, you might think twice about it and you might come to marriage later in life once you've solidified your career. And you feel confident that you have a regular source of income. But I know a lot of situations where the woman is the breadwinner in the family, where she's making more than the guy, than the husband. And he's the house husband if there are any children around. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. All you have to be a guy with dates is to... my grandfather used to say it, and he had a way of saying it that was, I can't translate it, but it was hilarious. All a guy has to do is be one shade, one nth better looking than the devil, and he will have dates. It doesn't matter. A woman has to get herself gussied up. She's got to make an effort. But a man doesn't really have to make the same kind of an effort. And as I may have told you, they did a survey a few years ago, and they asked men, do you think you're attractive? Do you think you're good looking? And you know what the response was? Yes. Most of the men in the survey think they're gorgeous. They think they're God's gift to anybody who's around. Then they did the same survey for women. Women, do you think you're attractive? And most women don't think they're attractive enough because there's so much pressure on women to be attractive. And now, if you're not naturally attractive, God knows there's every kind of cosmetic procedure in the world to make you look just like everybody else who's had that same cosmetic procedure. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Your goddess is, I'm sure, in need of every cosmetic procedure that was ever invented, but she is staying away from all of them because this is what it is. What it is what it is. And you know, you read these stories about people who get liposucked. I love these, like Star Jones appears one day, 1,000 pounds thinner. You say, Star, how come you lost all that weight? Oh, you know, diet and exercise. Give me a break. Nobody's telling the truth anymore. And then you have these actresses in, you know, movies that are so Botoxed up, they cannot summon an expression because their faces don't move anymore. 349-1320, Andrew in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Andrew.
Oh, I got to take issue with you on this marriage thing.
Okay, I want to hear it.
This idea that guys have got it easy, so you've got to basically snap their fingers and get whatever they want, wrong.
It's not true? This isn't true?
Tell me something. How many times have you, during the course of any dating, have you been the one that's initiated? You know, just simply going out and asking a guy out on the first date.
I'm not very good at that. I can't. Okay. I don't. I think I here I am. I'm very bold on talk radio, but I don't think I'm very good at that okay. Off the radio.
So, yeah. Since it's typically the guy that has to deal with the.
Yeah, but he's got more testosterone. That's why he's got testosterone. That's why he's got that Y chromosome that's getting damaged.
You know what women have?
What do they have?
It's called the word no.
The word no. Just say, like Nancy Reagan said, just say no.
Nobody's
saying no anymore. Everybody's saying yes or maybe.
No, they're not.
Okay, so, all right, tell me what it's like. First of all, how old are you, Andrew?
Over 40.
Are you single?
Yes.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Occupational health.
You do what?
Occupational health.
Occupational health, okay.
OSHA, EPA, that sort of stuff. Military.
Okay, and are you reasonably attractive?
I think so.
Okay. And do you make a decent living? It sounds like you do. It's a regular job, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So how much education do you have? Because they're alleging here that you have to have more education to be in the...
I'm going to be entering a master's program here pretty soon.
All right, so you have an undergraduate degree.
Yes.
In what? Occupational health?
No, liberal arts.
Liberal arts, all right, better yet.
At one point I was going for master's in psychology, but it didn't work out.
Okay, all right, so you have lots of interests and you read and you... So what's the problem?
Women keep saying no.
Why? Where are you looking for them?
Pretty much anywhere. I've even gone so far as gone to the online thing.
I think that's got to be the worst. You know, I accompanied a photographer. I did that once, not to do it, but I accompanied a photographer who called about a dozen of the best ads in the Bay Guardian, and all those people assembled, and his job was going to be to take pictures of them, and it was going to be part of an art exhibit, and it was the most depressing thing I ever attended in my life. I would never do it. I just can't shop by mail. But, all right, so what else have you done?
Oh, I did the bar scene for years. I did the regular, school, the work, not necessarily in the office, but around work and so on and so forth.
That's okay, great. I've got some ideas for you, Andrew. I think you've been sniffing around all the wrong places. You've been looking for love in all the wrong places, to coin a phrase. All right, here's Enid's list of perky suggestions.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I think this is a treasure trove, and I don't think people are realizing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to cook?
Yes, I have to. I'm single.
Okay, here's what you do: enroll in a cooking class that is not the kind of that's one-on-one, but it has a lot of people in it. You're going to find some gay men and many, many women, and they are probably going to be single women. So go into classes that you are actually interested in, and you are probably going to find a lot of women. And I'm going to tell you what else, and I did this a little bit. When I had some time off in the land that time forgot, Whirlpool got involved in bringing in an instructor from Notre Dame, and we had dance classes. And anybody could come. It was $5 to go. Your goddess went in there stumbling around, and I learned a few things. They had these great, you could learn to do the salsa and all these other things. So there are lots of classes. There are cooking classes where you're going to find women, probably drawing classes, arts classes. Doesn't UC Davis have some sort of an extension school? You can take classes at any place, where there's an adult extension school.
I've done that.
And what about, do you swim? Are you in a gym someplace?
I can't due to a disability.
Okay, all right. So is the disability the issue?
No. Oh, no. You wouldn't know it. It's not a visible one unless you have to do certain things, then it becomes evident. But I have done the extension courses type things, and yes, you're right, there are.
You meet people. Don't you meet people that way?
With where?
At classes, any kind of class, a photography class, a drawing class, a dance class, a cooking class. Keep taking classes, I would say. It's a great way, even if you don't fall in love with somebody. You know what it is a great way to do? It's a great way to make friends. And guess what? Every friend you have might have a brother, a sister, a cousin, another friend who could be, who they might fix you up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the problem with those classes is, they're great. I learn a lot with them as far as what the classes.
What?
But the women are typically in their early mid-20s, or if they pass that, they're typically married or already in a relationship. So.
Well, you just have got to keep taking classes and making friends, because friends have other friends, and eventually you're going to meet somebody that way. And you have to be as persistent about it if it's something you want, and you have to ask yourself whether you want it. You have to be as persistent about that as you would be at getting a job, because it's going to be your other job if this is what you want.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do, and you have to be really creative about it. You know what? Get involved in a political campaign. Now, that is Charlotte... Schultz. She's married now to former Secretary of State George Schultz. Charlotte Schultz has been married to three really high-powered rich guys, and she tells all of her girlfriends the way she met all of her husbands was through politics. So get involved in a political campaign. You'll meet tons of people that way.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay, well, I see what you're saying, but this idea that
your attitude is everything, Andrew. You keep saying it's not going to happen, but you have to change your attitude. It could happen. Maybe it hasn't happened yet. Keep neutral. Keep neutral and stay away from no.
Well, I've heard no several hundred times.
Well, you know what? Let it roll off your back. I'm going to tell you something. As a writer, I have sent out things to magazines, and you can get 10 responses raining, and it's the same manuscript. It doesn't change. It's right there, black on white, from this is brilliant to this is horrendous. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. So somewhere, life is going to open the door, and there's going to be a yes for you. But you have to keep knocking and finding the right door, because then it will be the right fit. Mm-hmm. And that is my suggestion for you, and that'll be $125, please. Thank you, Andrew.
Check's in the mail.
Okay. I've heard that before. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Jackie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. When did you become Miss Lonely Hearts?
It's my secret occupation.
I know. I guess so. Well, I wanted to tell him that locally there is a program called the Learning Exchange, which is a phenomenal program of classes where there are cooking classes, there are art classes.
Yeah, but those are like
classes.
Yeah, but that's all a one-night deal, isn't it, or a two-night?
Not necessarily. Some of the classes are longer. Like the cooking classes could be of a greater length than just a one-day thing. I think the more
you go into class, and the more you spend time with people, you get to know them. The wonderful thing is you can increase your friends. You make more friends that way, and friends have other friends, and they
have
relatives.
And on Thursday we're experiencing the 1 year anniversary of my father-in-law's passing, and he refuses to kind of move forward, and it's exactly the same kind of thing she needs. You know, we all need to immerse ourselves in as many people in our lives as we possibly can.
We had Dan Gilbert on, who is a professor, social psychology professor at Harvard, and he has written a book called Stumbling Onto Happiness. And he said, stuff doesn't make you happy. What makes us happy are other people. Other people make us happy. That is what the research says.
To one other point that I want to make, I am a producer of a small arts organization in Sacramento, and the arts are on a severe decline, and it has to do with what those people in the White House are doing to our country, and they're killing small business, and they're killing, in Sacramento, the local arts community.
How are they killing it? Are they with no grants and no endowments?
No, because the economy is on such a downturn, and, disposable income is so difficult to come by, and people in the middle class are having to work so hard to just keep their heads above water that one of the last things that they spend money on is personal entertainment. And small theater companies in town are all across the board, even B Street and Buck Busfield, are experiencing a severe decline in their audience attendance. And we're practically on our way out.
And what's the group that you're involved with?
I am the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento on the corner of 11th and R.
Okay.
And we have a wonderful show that opened up that got a very, very difficult and negative review in the Sacramento Bee. And we live in a one-paper, one-critic town, and we have been given a punch that is going to destroy us if I can't come up with something. And,
What's the name of the play?
It's a musical. It's called Pump Boys and Dinettes. You know the theater. We're the one that had six women with brain death for so many years.
Okay.
That's us. And Pump Boys and Dinettes is running all summer, but our phone is not ringing at all. And it's the same kind of thing. I do the work that I do in art so that I can bring people together to have that kind of human experience with each other in a theater where you can't experience that kind of kinetic, in a movie, in front of your computer, anywhere else than you can in live performance. And it's one of the things that keeps all of us, as theater artists in this town, going, is that we bring that to people and we bring people together. And if that's on the decline, that's one of the saddest things that I can think of.
Well, Jackie, we are wishing you all the best, and I hope that just putting it out there will be helpful.
I hope so,
for your production, and I thank you for calling. And you're right, the art.
If you'd ever like to have me on the air, because I know you had Buck Busfield, I would love to come on.
Well, I just did have you on the air, so keep calling us.
I sure will.
Okay, thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. Marriage. You have to have a college degree if you're a guy to find somebody. How do you find somebody in this environment? We are getting different points of view on this. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left and find out what is going on possibly with that gray Mercedes.
Well, I will tell you about that, although I'm interested to know, what was the lady's name that had been married three times and she found her man politically?
Oh, Charlotte Maillard Swig, now Schultz, married to George Schultz, who's the former Secretary of State in the Reagan administration.
Yes, and a brilliant woman. However, she's been married like three times.
Well,
I'm a little nervous.
They keep dying.
Oh, that's right. You know, okay, never mind. I was going to make a joke.
A little more cholesterol, my dear.
Anyway, we have lows tonight right around 58. The weather is not to die for, though. I don't know, 92, 93. We're sitting at 89 here in the River City. Our traffic and the Mercedes actually haven't gotten up update on that yet. What is up with gray Mercedes, though, in the last couple of days? We have one that did get in a hit and run, no injuries, though that was the hit and run, so the Mercedes got busted. Auburn Boulevard and Manzanita Avenue. We also have an accident southbound 99 just north of 12th Avenue, and it looks like southbound I-5 just west of Yolo County line in Woodland. We have a disabled vehicle stopping traffic in Sacramento. Back with more Enid Live, 1320leftchannel.com.
This is another AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. The Town and Country Democratic Club will host a debate discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct a new Sacramento arena this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. County and city officials have entered into a deal with Maloof Sports Entertainment to build the arena in the downtown Sacramento rail yards. To that end, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors have voted to add two measures to the November ballot, one to approve a quarter-cent sales tax that would raise $1.2 million over the next 15 years. A companion advisory measure will ask voters to decide if they want that money to be divided among arena construction and community projects. On August 9th, Supervisor Roger Dickinson will represent the pro-arena viewpoint, while a representative from the People United for a Better Sacramento will represent the opposition. That's this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. at the Detterdine Park Clubhouse, 1415 Rushton Drive. Information and directions are at tnconline.org.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino. Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You know all about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, and the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Channel 6:30, 30 minutes after 6. That sounds odd. 6:30 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 o'clock. So we have about a half an hour to wrap everything up. We've been talking about many things. The latest on the Lieberman-Lamont race is that Lamont leads Lieberman 53% to 46%. And this is with about half the precincts reporting, 44.39% precincts reporting. So I don't know. It looks like Lieberman could be toast, but it has been reported that he will run as an independent if he doesn't win in the primary. I don't know what the rules are in Connecticut, but anyway, that's what's being reported. We're talking about marriage. Here are guys facing middle age. With no degree and no wife. And we had one of you calling in to say, look, 40, good job, about to enter a master's program. Well, he could meet the Ms. Yes in his master's program. That might be where he's going to meet somebody interesting. But he's saying it's really hard. Well, and it is. For some people, it isn't. Some people, they easily meet people. They're not as picky as other people. And other people are picky. And they know that certain things are not going to work for them. And they don't bother to pretend that it is going to work for them. So if you are looking at the possibility of trying to find somebody and you're a man, I don't think it's because you're middle-aged and you are you don't have a college degree. I think if you're a guy, you could easily find somebody. And I think the reason that you aren't married is because you haven't found the right person or you haven't looked hard enough. And if you're really interested in finding somebody, I think you have to really make it a project. You have to make it as much of a project as you would trying to find the appropriate job. Don't you think? Those of you who've done it, I want to hear from you. And I know lots of people have met each other online. I couldn't even bear the thought of, I don't like to shop by mail in general. Although I do once in a while. So I don't, but you can comment. 349-1320, 866, 620-613-20. Remember that you can email me, enid@kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com. So here it is, front page, facing middle age with no degree and no wife. They're finding a whole segment of the population, guys, who look, they look fine, they look attractive. They've got decent jobs. In some cases, it's taken them quite a number of years to feel like they are on solid financial footing. And by the way, gas is projected to go up about 20 cents a gallon. And I'm wondering how that's going to affect your life. That's a predicted hike for California. State has crude oil reserves. But closure of that Prudhoe Bay situation and BP is going to affect things in the Bay Area. So California gasoline prices could rise as much as 20 cents per gallon, nearing the state's record high as a result of the emergency shutdown of a major Alaskan oil field. Will it affect you? Are you going to have to, are you able to handle it? Or is it going to, are you going to have to make some choices here? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Enid. A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome. We're going to give you a big kiss. All of us in All-Girl Radio. You just got the big smoocherama here.
All right. Well, the reason I called is because I'm a middle-aged guy. I live in the Bay Area, and I've done a lot of things with dating. I've done online dating. I've done matchmakers, all kinds of things. And, you know, it's not a simple thing. Like you said, some people are picky and some people aren't. I think I'm choosy. I don't think I'm unrealistic.
All right. Give us a rundown. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 54.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
How many times?
I was married once for 7 years. I've been divorced for 10 now.
You have children?
No.
Okay. So you're used to being single.
Yeah, I didn't expect I'd be single for this long, but that's how it's turned out.
Are you liking it?
No.
You want to be married?
Yes.
Okay. Are you reasonably attractive?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an insurance agent.
So you do okay financially?
I do very well.
Okay. So what do you think? Where are you looking besides online?
Well, I'll tell you, I like I said, I looked all over the place, and, you know, the situation many times was I met a lot of nice people, and for some reason, you know, think the chemistry wasn't quite right, or I was interested and they weren't, or they were interested and I wasn't. But what I've done the last few years, this is, you may think this is pretty radical, but I think that I may want children, so I started taking some trips over to Russia and the Ukraine.
Oh no! So those women who you can't who seem malleable and can't speak the language, and you have no idea what you're getting.
No. So it's they speak English. They speak, the ones that I've met speak English.
So how is that working out?
Well, I'm actually engaged to a woman from the Ukraine.
How long have you known her?
I've known her for about a year now, and we're actually filed the paperwork, you know, for the fiancé visa, and we're waiting on that. It's a very long process.
Well, wait a minute. How much actual time, if she's in the Ukraine, how much actual time have you spent with each other?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
In person, yeah.
Steve, I know you aren't going to want to hear this, but you don't know her at 3 weeks in person.
No.
And she's happy to come over to the U.S. and, you know, whatever happens here. But it gets her over here and gets her out of the Ukraine. And it gets her into the arms of an American who's doing decently, who's making a very fine living. I don't know, Steve. I really would think I would think twice about this. You don't know anything about each other, really. You think you do, but you really don't.
Well, I know a little bit about her, but the way the process works, I mean, I met her family and everything, and
was this through some sort of an agency?
It was on the internet initially.
Oh.
It's very common. There's a lot of people doing this, but I'll tell you, it's like anything else.
All Girl Radio is giving you a thumbs down on this. We are saying don't do this.
No.
Do you want to chime in, Miss Lisa West, who is a veteran of some of these things, and Lauren, who's 16 years old, we're all telling you, don't do this.
Okay, well, I just want to say something, sir, that I had a friend in Montana, and amazing man, he had a lot of money, good looking, but you know what, I think that he was, you know, he wanted someone, you know, to notice that he had money and that he was good looking, but no one, you know, everybody kind of saw through him. He really was a nice guy, though. He went to Russia, met this girl online, said, oh, you're going to meet the family, it's going to be great. He went over there and just fell in love with all of the entire family, brought her back. After 1 year in the United States, they can legally get a divorce from you. They have a visa. They have everything that they need to legally split. Well, guess what? That's exactly what she did. A year and 1 day, okay? She was divorced from him, took half his money. Don't know how that happened, okay? And by the way, the family wasn't her family. It was fake. It was set up, and it was nobody. It was not true.
It was not the real family. All right, now Steve,
ridiculous.
You have heard. We are trying to. It's an uphill battle. It's like falling in love with someone you don't want to hear about. I know you don't want to. You don't want to hear this from All Girl Radio today. But we're trying to tell you to rethink this or to go more slowly.
But they're not. It's not all bad stories. There's good stories too. Believe me.
Well, then you know what? If it's a good story, it will only get better. Take your time. Spend more than 3 weeks with somebody. If you really think this is the right woman for you, don't rush into it. Let it be like a fine wine and get better and better and better. And give it time. You know, you meet people, you have a feeling about them, and then time elapses, and it isn't what it was when you first met them. Sometimes it's better and sometimes it's worse. And there's no way to know that in advance. So we are cautioning you. We have, Steve, you and I have only just met, but we have your best interests at heart here because you're a listener to Enid Live, which means that you have an IQ substantially above room temperature, and we don't want your pocket picked, okay?
Well, there's one thing. I'm definitely going to have a prenup, so.
Well, all right, but she can come over here in a year and a day later. She's out of here, and your heart is in pieces, and your pocketbook could be, too, so be very careful.
Okay, thanks for your advice.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
you're welcome. Hi. Free advice worth what you pay for it. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Lisa West is apoplectic. Matt in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Matt.
To answer your question for some of us, you know, if you have a lot of assets, and I'm 59, and you know, you have to look at somebody and go, is this person worth $500,000? Because I won't sign a prenuptial, so you have to assume half your property.
Why won't you sign a prenup?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. You got to have your radio off. Take your radio down. Off. Put your radio off. Why would you not sign a prenuptial agreement?
Because I don't think... Hold on.
He's holding on. I'm on hold. Okay, we have to say goodbye to you, Matt.
Okay.
We're
going to
put you on hold. What?
Anyway.
Yes.
So, as far as I'm concerned, prenups aren't a good idea if you're going to...
Well, why aren't prenups a good idea? A lot of people with a lot of assets do prenups.
Well, because if I marry somebody, I figure it's for life or I wouldn't marry him.
Well, you know what? Protect your...
I'm wrong. I've been divorced twice, and I've always married good people, and I've never had anybody take me to the cleaners. They take what's reasonable, and that's what I do.
But you've made two for two. You have made two not right choices, two unwise choices. So protect your assets. They didn't work out. Well, then maybe you're a serial marrier, and they work out for a few years, and then they don't have any more shelf life left, and the batteries are dead, and then you got to get a new one.
Well, see, that may be true, and that's why get married again.
Well, then why do it? Well, do you want to get married again? You don't.
No. I live on an estate. I've got a lot of money, and I can sit here and look at the lake and do what I want. And
are you lonely?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're doing fine. Then marriage is not in your.
That's what I'm pointing. That's all I wanted to say. Was some of us are very happy without being married.
Well, you don't have to convince me of that. I've never been married, and I'm as perky as you can be.
Well, I first time I've called you, so I don't know who you are.
Oh, Matt. Well, thank you. Well, how did you find us?
Turned on the radio.
You turned on, and there we were magically.
Well, the Dixie Chicks are going to be on tonight, so I'm not watching TV till they're on. PBS.
You know, we are sponsoring the Dixie Chicks, and they're coming to town in November, so you better go. Okay, Matt, I thank you very much for your... thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We need to take a break. Alice, stay with us, and anybody who wants to comment on our caller, who is... I think his name is Steve, and he's going to marry a woman from the Ukraine. They've been probably emailing and stuff for a year, but they've really only actually spent 3 weeks with each other. I don't know. To me, it's a big red flag. So your thoughts about that. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, comma marriage expert.
Well, you'd think I was, but you know what? I've never been married. I'm single. I'm happy. I'm a great mom.
Yeah, you are.
But you know what? I do want to find somebody to be kind of fun, but I'll tell you where not to find them. South End 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. Absolutely not.
That's a very good segue, Lisa West.
Thank you. The traffic is horrendous. In fact, you know, when you see a guy or a girl or whatever driving along with their cell phones, la 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 la, wandering in on the traffic, that is one you don't want to marry. Westbound 50th Stockton Boulevard, that's exactly what happened. Twin Cities Road at Alta Mesa Road, we do have a traffic hazard on the right-hand side. Back with more Enid Live. Remember to log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
All right, let's... New rule. You don't get to do a farewell tour unless you absolutely, positively swear you'll go away. This goes for Cher, Michael Jordan, and if the Eagles reform one more time, I'm going to stab them with my steely knives until I just can kill the beast. New rule, stop leaving messages on my answering machine saying it's me. I already have a me in my life, me. And frankly, if we were that close, I'd have given you the number to the phone that I answer. All right, ready, new rule number one. Enough with gaysploitation TV. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Hey, if I want a bunch of gay men in queenie outfits telling me how to live my life, I'll go back to Mass.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
You got me!
the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about this front page story in the New York Times that talks about how guys are facing middle age. Oh, poor them. With no degree and no wife. Oh, no. Who's going to sweep the floor and make those dinners? Who's going to microwave those dinners? Anyway, I think it's because they don't want to be married. But we are getting some very interesting calls, and particularly about people who are meeting other people, opposite sex in Russia, the Ukraine, and stuff like that. And I think... be careful is what I want to say, because you don't know really what you're getting. And any kind of a prenup is going to look like winning the lotto to somebody who's living in the Ukraine, I think, even coming over to the U.S. Anybody want to comment on our caller who's about to get married to somebody and he's really only spent 3 weeks with her? 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I mean, maybe it's going to be great, but I don't know if the percentages are in his favor. Alice in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this message is for Steve. Steve, I was listening to your what you were saying, and I have a brother who went overseas, met a girl, came back to the States. He was just there for a few weeks. Came back to the States and went back over there a few months later, brought her back. Let me tell you what you're in for if you do it. If you have a child, if you have a house, you have a child with this lady, as soon as she has the child, you've lost your home. If you were to divorce after you get together, even 1 year, like they said, 1 year and one day, you get the divorce, or she files for the divorce, you're going to be losing your house. You're going to be turning over your keys to her. If she has a child, the child and the mother will get the house.
Well, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate. He says he's got a prenup. A prenuptial, he's going to make her sign a prenuptial agreement, but in California it's community property, right? So does,
yeah,
but these are assets that he brings to the marriage before the marriage, so does she get a half of those? I don't think so, does she?
Not before the house, but if the best car will go, well, he better make sure that prenup, and I'm not sure, you're going to have to pay for her. You go through a divorce, you're going to be hiring your own lawyer, and you're going to be paying for her lawyer, too, to fight against you. How's that?
Tell me what happened with your brother. Where did he meet this grasping creature that he met?
In the Philippines, and he asked for her to sign the prenup. She cried and made him feel guilty that she didn't love him, she didn't trust him, so he didn't do it. He lost his house. One car, the best house, went over there. Luckily, he had two. Otherwise, he would have been in an apartment. You, the best car will go to the wife if she has a child.
She had a child with him. She had a child,
yep,
with him.
Yep. Once that man has a child, you're doomed.
What happens? Did the children go to the Philippines with mom, or do they stay in this country, or what happened to the?
The mom worked behind him. Went into the. They had a joint account.
Okay.
And she wiped it all out. There is what I was calling about, main thing is for Steve to know that there is no 50, no such thing. It's called 50-50, but she can go in there. If it's a joint account, she can go in there and leave you one penny in there, and it's hers. It's hers. And the kid, what they do is they, right before they split, they go through your... While he was at work, she was going through all his paperwork. She knew everything. She had... McClellan Air Force Base was closing at that time, and there was a Veterans Association there. They helped her to work a year before she actually filed. Took the house, took the kids. They told them how to do it. Make sure the kids are in your custody, in your possession, when you leave. And if you can file for divorce, the house will be yours, the best car will be yours, and you got to go out and get yourself an apartment.
Why did that marriage break up? Was she just a gold digger and she wanted to get over here, and or were there really other reasons that the marriage...
A gold digger. While he's at work, she was going through all his paperwork. She brought her mother over here while he was in the hospital. And on the joint account, she wiped him out of all the money, and it's not 50-50. That's the main thing I wanted Steve to know. Everybody says 50-50. That's not true. That's just a saying. That she can go in there and wipe it all out and leave one penny.
All right, so what happened to her and the kids? Is she still in this country, or she go back to the...
Yeah, she's still in the same town. She's got the best house and a car and her own job, and she makes more than he does, and he's having to pay child support, a babysitter, you name it. She's got it all.
Wow. A cautionary tale. Alan.
Well, there is this 50-50 thing is just a term they say, but she can go in there if it's a joint account, and then she cried and make sure she was on his checking account. But there is no 50-50.
Well, Steve, if Steve is listening, those tears, those crocodile tears that could be shed if there's a prenuptial agreement, I hope he's listening to this. I hope he's paying attention. What?
Even with a prenuptial, from the time she comes here and stays in his home, if they divorce, he is going to have to pay her the half of the capital of the house from the time she gets it, even with a prenup.
Well, Alice, this is a cautionary tale, and I am so sorry that your brother, but I hope that things are going better for him.
No, it didn't.
But it's going to be...
And when we were at court, there was a lot of people that went overseas, got these girls, brought them over here, and when they go to court, they're having the... They've run out of all their finances. They're having to go to their parents and have them mortgage their homes to try to get that divorce cleared. And it won't work. You wouldn't believe all the people down at the courthouse that had lots of money, had a house, had a good job, everything. They went through a divorce with a foreigner. They lost their house, they lost their car, and they're having to go to their parents and have them mortgage their home to get attorney's fees.
Alice, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time in this segment, but I really thank you for the call, and
no
thank
problem.
You for the cautionary tale. Thanks very much.
Uh-huh.
I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Lows tonight right around 59. Highs tomorrow, 92, 93. Though, for the next couple of days, nice and beautiful. You can take a walk with some young lady that, probably will sign a prenup. Westbound 50, just west of Zinfandel Drive, a disabled vehicle. And westbound 50 at Stockton Boulevard, we have a disabled vehicle as well, stopping traffic. Back with more Enid Live. Please give her a call, the 349-1320. I'm Lisa West. Traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
New rule. Skip the truck. President Bush is down on the ranch, and we all know what that means. Lots of pictures of him in that pickup truck, as if he's going into town to pick up a bale of hay. Okay, we get it. You're a rancher. You're clearing brush. You're a Washington outsider. You're a huge country fan. Unfortunately, that country is Saudi Arabia. New rule. When somebody dies, we shouldn't cut off their head and drill holes into it. Ted Williams belongs in the hall, not the fridge. Cryogenics is one of those technologies that just doesn't work, like the missile defense shield and hair transplants. New rule. It's just a donut. What is up with the Krispy Kreme phenomenon? It's a glob of deep-fried dough, not Super Bowl tickets. Aren't we Americans fat enough without pretending that donuts are hip?
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the suffrage parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant men.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the house party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this house party.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
6:56 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, and it's Steve's lucky day if he listens to the advice of Al Gore Radio here and goes a little slower with that woman from the Ukraine. All right, you probably heard this all over the news. A German scientist has been testing an anti-stupidity pill with encouraging results on mice and fruit flies. And my question is, with mice and fruit flies, he said, we were able to eliminate the loss of short-term memory. The scientist is quoted as saying in the German newspaper, which has dubbed it the world's first anti-stupidity pill. So here's my question. If he were able to eliminate the loss of short-term memory in mice and fruit flies, I mean, how can they tell? The fruit fly said, you know, I don't remember what I did yesterday, but now I do. What is it? I mean, what? Give me a break here. I don't get the answer. All right, so here is this German scientist.